another. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, thank you for joining us today. We will have continual coverage of the ongoing conflict in Georgia with Russia and U.S.-backed forces. We have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joining us coming up in 30 minutes for a short interview, part two of his analysis on what was happening last Friday. Former Wall Street Journal editor who's one of our routine contributors. We're honored to have him. Of course, also former head of the Treasury Department policy. He will be joining us. And then we had a heated debate for about an hour a few weeks ago, so I thought we'd have Webster Tarpley back on for a full 2 hours today to analyze what's happening in Russia, to break that down from his perspective, to get into the two political parties and who's controlling them and looking forward into this election. Bill Clinton, of course, scheduled, they announced 2 days ago, to be introducing the vice presidential candidate. That means it's guaranteed, or 99.9%, Hillary Rodham Clinton. So I guess Tarpley will still be telling us that Hillary is going to save us when she's lined up with Obama. Oh, God help us. I like Tarpley, and I think he's right on most things, and he's a smart guy, but they're all bought and paid for, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, even trying to pick sides in the U.S.-Russian conflict with a client state, Georgia. We can't forget that Putin was caught blowing up his own apartment buildings by Moscow police and then by police in another city south of there to blame it on the Chechens as a pretext to invade Chechnya. Now, granted, the U.S. had al-Qaeda in there attacking Russians, and the Russians needed a reason to send in the full military to get popular support for it, after they've been demoralized with what happened in Afghanistan. Now, that was very sick, wasn't it? There I am, playing through the mindset of the Russian war planners. That's how easy you fall into this military thought pattern of, well, we're demoralized, we can't fight back against al-Qaeda, U.S.-backed. Same al-Qaeda that attacked Russia to bring the Russians into Afghanistan in 1980, attacked 6 months before in mid 1979. And so there's the attitude of Putin. I've got to become a strong president. I've got to have a strong Russia. The West is gobbling up all of our satellites. I'm not going to get elected. Look at this alcoholic I work for, Boris Yeltsin. Well, I'll just, an alcoholic who couldn't get out of his chair or talk. That drugged out, probably by Putin. So they blew up 4 apartment buildings. They got caught planting bombs in another 2. Caught, red-handed. FSB, Federal Security Bureau, that's where Putin comes from. It's the former KGB. He was the head of that in Leningrad, Stalingrad, St. Petersburg, whatever the name of it is this week. So we will be going over that for you today. Man, I got a marathon. I'm on with Tex Mars for an hour today after I got off the air taping his radio show. Then I've got other radio interviews tonight. To Raleigh James last night. I'm not whining, but I tell you what, it'd be great to be like one of these national TV hosts where they do it one time, one place, once a day, get it all right, and get it all out, and then you're done. Well, that's why we got the new office center gearing up, the TV show, and then maybe TV network. We are busting our buns to gear up and do that. Though we have such small personnel, it takes time to then grow. Those first few steps of growth are the hardest. And you got to keep people around the office, busy bees. They all work hard, but they get myopically focused in on little tasks and then not onto the greater task. But we are moving forward here, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I got a ton of news. A town in Arkansas has declared martial law. Not kidding. We'll cover that. This is so much today. Stay with us. Oh, the nuclear weapons Russia moved in.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
International Russian Television, Russian Today, reported that Russia was prepared to use tactical nuclear weapons if the United States or NATO attacked any of their forces, repulsing the Georgian/U.S./Israeli sneak attack. I've done an analysis of the Georgian leadership, and basically the entire leadership is made up of Israeli or /NATO/British government operatives. The Minister of Defense and the Foreign Minister are both Israeli Mossad former defense officers themselves. I mean, you can't make stuff up like this. A bunch of the other top echelon are openly former officers in the NATO structure. Many of them aren't even from Georgia. Basically, it's just they don't even bother to have anybody from Georgia but Mikhail Shashvili. So we're going to be breaking that down today. Also, Democracy Now! Had an Air Force weapons expert on going into the fact that Russia clearly rolled nukes, tactical nukes, into Georgian space, menacing any U.S. retaliatory action. McCain, the neocons, are all threatening how they want war, military action against Russia. There's nothing more pathetic than William Kristol, that little demonic dwarf, shooting his mouth off about nuclear war every 5 minutes. It's just incredible. Here's some bad news for everybody that I want to go ahead and cover first, though. Ron Paul's wife in serious condition in hospital, Associated Press. This has been out for 15 hours, and I just now learned of it and scanned through the Patriot sites this morning and didn't see anybody covering it. We're getting it up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. Ron Paul's wife is in serious condition in hospital. The wife of Republican Representative Ron Paul was in serious but stable condition Monday night at a hospital, a spokesman for the congressman said. Carol Paul was in critical care, but at an unidentified hospital, spokesman Jesse Benton said in a statement. Benton would not disclose why Carol Paul was admitted to the hospital Monday, only saying she has had several abdominal surgeries. Sick could be anything, endometriosis, it could be, anything in her intestines, in her uterus. You have no idea what it could be. Paul appreciates the outpouring of concern and good wishes during this difficult time, Benton said. A Texas congressman from Lake Jackson, Ron Paul, was a Libertarian Party nominee for president in 88 and ran unsuccessfully for the 2008 GOP presidential nomination. His campaign, which was a sensation on the internet, drew support from Republicans, independents, and Democrats. So she is in the hospital in Houston, and it could be anything. So we will continue to give you any developments on that as they unfold. Carol Paul in a critical, in serious but stable condition. In serious but stable condition. Okay. Before I get into Russia, and is there a ceasefire? Are the Russians ceasing military operations? They're... President had said they had about 8 hours ago, but there's still reports of the Georgians firing at the Russians. That's what they do. They continue to fire and then say, they've done this for the last 4 days, and then say, oh my God, Russia's attacking us for no reason. CNN, BBC, we have mainstream reports on this, have all been caught showing images since Friday morning of self-propelled rocket arrays, tanks, attacking Ossetia from the Georgian side, attacking the Russian enclave, and then they put it on the news. And I noticed this Friday, and frankly, I bought it. I mean, I get conned. I make mistakes. I mean, to realize the media is that deceptive, lies that much, is really hard to come to grips with and hard to deal with. I mean, I knew that it was an enclave, Russian enclave. I knew that Georgia had been building up with U.S., Israeli, and NATO support. I was aware of all of that, but as we started reporting at about 11:24 here on the show Friday, when it finally hit our news, it was overshadowed by the Olympics. When it finally hit, I went on to CNN and the rest of it, and the headlines were, Georgian president says Russia attacking it. And then I turned on the video reports on the television and on the internet, streaming from CNN and Fox, and it showed Ossetia vehicles. I've now had time to go look at the insignias, blow them up. It's confirmed. I didn't just believe the Russian media. I went and blew it up and looked at it last night and this morning. And it is confirmed that they were showing Georgian military attacking civilians with rockets and artillery and saying the Russians were doing it. I mean, I know the media lies. I know they feed us a steady diet of pure bull, but can you almost even blame the public when there's just pure lies and distortions coming out of the controlled corporate press on key issues? On key events, it's almost total lies. On other events, it might be half-truth or 90% truth or just spin. Or there's a lot of news that isn't completely controlled, that's mainstream, that comes out that tells the truth, like cops taser young man 19 times, and you can judge what you think of that. So we look at multiple sources, and that's how we use mainstream and alternative media. Do we get everything right? No. We get it more often right than wrong. In fact, about 95% of the time we get it right. And in hindsight, we always get it right as we analyze things. But that was the level of deception. I was on the air Friday saying, it's showing Russian tanks and Russian artillery pieces and missile systems firing, because that's what CNN was saying. And I, I, I noticed it was always faraway shots. They knew. They lied. That's what they do. Now, within minutes, we got it straight and said, now, wait a minute. This says in the bottom of all these stories that Georgia attacked Ossetia in a sneak attack Thursday night into Friday morning. And then we pointed out that there had been a 30 times buildup in their military. Then we pointed out that they had cut the water off to Ossetia a month before and had already been taking pot shots at their police. Now the media is trying to spin it. The mainstream media has been caught lying about Russia attacking Georgia premeditatedly. Total lie. And so now they're spinning it saying, well, Russia did provocative things with their peacekeepers in the weeks before. Those peacekeepers had UN troops commanding them, watching everything they did and ordering them, it's now come out, to not fire back at Georgians when they'd been taking pot shots at them and shooting them. So that's a lie. We went and did the research there. You know, when something breaks live at the moment, you know, it may take us 30 minutes to figure out CNN and Fox and everybody in BBC are lying. And then, wait a minute, it's really Georgia that's attacking Russia, a Russian province, basically, enclave. And then it took us days to figure out that it was basically Israeli-run, predominantly, with NATO backing. And the world's a big, complex place. It's just incredibly deceptive. Just layer after layer after layer of lies. Now, let's shift gears. This is huge news. I want to play this audio of 2 weeks ago, John McCain saying we need an Iraq-style surge in the United States. And then that dovetails with the governor of Illinois saying he wants martial law and the National Guard to do gun confiscation, and they now are doing that in areas of Illinois. And then it dovetails with CNN reporting in a positive way, like it's no big deal. Martial law, you can't leave your house even during the day. And we're going to play that clip for you. Yes, we're not joking. It's happening. Here we go.
We know that there are some cities in America where the murder rate is gone way, way up. And obviously, we need to do the obvious. We might look at what Rudy Giuliani did in New York City when he became mayor of that city. He turned it into a city that really none of us were comfortable in walking through the streets to one that's basically safe. And some of those tactics, very frankly, you mentioned war in Iraq, are somewhat like that we use in the military. You go into neighborhoods, you clamp down, you provide a secure environment for the people that live there, and you make sure that the known criminals are kept under control, and you provide them with a stable environment, and then they cooperate with law enforcement.
Okay, so, and that's what Clinton proposed when he said we're going to have gun sweeps in the inner cities. They set the precedent there, checkpoints from San Diego to Dallas, Texas. They just randomly shut down even nice neighborhoods. It's wrong to do it to poor folks, but nice areas, you just pull up and like, what's going on, officers? Oh, just a security check, please, ID, registration. And they just phase it in. They just implement it. And that's now what is beginning to unfold. Let's go ahead and start this clip now, then we'll come back and play the rest of it after the break. This is in the United States.
Because of all the recent crime in Helena, West Helena, we're talking about robberies, home invasions, loitering, shootings, the mayor of Helena, West Helena has decided to impose a curfew, but only in certain areas, and that applies for everyone, no matter the age and no matter the time. If you're caught violating curfew, there's a chance you could wind up behind bars.
We're afraid that somebody's going to get seriously hurt by what's going on. This curfew is for all people. Everybody is subject to stop an investigation. It's almost akin to martial law.
And that's exactly what some are calling it. For now,
all right, stop it there. That was the police chief. We're going to back it up and come back and play it. You're not allowed to leave your home during the day. You understand? Oh, it's the drug dealers. I looked up the numbers. They've had two shootings in the last few months in the town. Drug heads shooting each other. The government ships in that heroin and cocaine, Mac, and then your people sit there and gobble it up and then get crazed and start killing each other for more money. Plus, the economy's falling apart. You think the government's going to stop shipping that stuff in? No matter the age, no matter the time, you don't leave your house, and it shows. The police are there arresting whoever they want, and they say it's totally selective. They decide their guy. This is the new America. Bottom line, stay with us.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 12, 2008. Gold opened at $824.90. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $849.56, $418.65 for half ounce, and $209.33 for quarter ounce. That's $849.56, $418.65, and $209.33.
Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
What did I tell you a decade ago? What did I tell you 9 years ago? 8 years ago, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What did I say? What did I break down? How did I know? Because they have had the CIA and the Army infiltrate every major city and pay police chiefs giant suitcases full of cash. I have gone and interviewed the police chiefs. We have had an intelligence takeover operation similar to what the U.S. government did in Georgia, what they did in Iraq in the 60s and 70s, what they did with our bins in Guatemala. They come in and for years quietly infiltrate, start finding out who's friendly in certain cities and towns, coming in with federal training, secret martial law training. They start coming in with cash, corrupting and compromising the police and sheriffs. Okay? I'll never forget going to the SWAT team commander in Travis County because his guys had been basically threatening me to watch myself at county commissioners because the county commissioners were scared of me and people that were coming down there every week when they were seizing people's children for no reason. And I mean no reason. Three tardies to class, they were grabbing them. And I went down there and I told them, stop your criminal activity. And the SWAT team guy came in there and sat down beside me. He started bumping his shoulder into me. We got this video of that out on the web. And I said, you better watch it, buddy. And then they had cameras because the SWAT team was in the building across the street. And they had, you know, dialed into the security cameras. And Lieutenant Beck, who was a nice, you know, Marine Corps veteran, Vietnam, nice fella, said, why don't you come over and talk to me? He wasn't playing good cop. He was for real. And he said, Alex, this is all crazy. There's not Delta Force. There's not martial law. We all listen to your radio show. We got your videos. We've seen the Oklahoma City video. That's a little suspicious. Yeah, but we're patriots. None of that's going to happen. Just please stop screaming at the commissioners. It's scaring. And I said, you mark my words. You will be approached by Delta Force and the CIA within the year. They've already gone to at least 77 counties. And I started giving him the documents, the secret documents that we've gotten. It's all on video. The idiot FBI gave us secret documents at a roadside checkpoint with the Army instead of the ones that were for the media, morons. But the point, that's all in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. But that's the kind of stuff that slips into our hands. And he laughed at me. He called me 6 months later going, can you come by here? And he goes, look, Delta Force's card. They came by and said everything you said. I'm not going to tell you what else they said, but it's the same stuff that happened with the police chief in San Antonio. How do you know about this? Who do you work for? And I said, I work for America. I work for the Bill of Rights. This stuff all just, we just discovered all this 11 years ago. I was on air making fun of people about black helicopters. And so I told you, it's going to be checkpoints. It's going to be police asking you questions. I was at the shopping mall yesterday. I go to the shop mall about twice a year because I lost my sunglasses. They got a Ray-Ban shop in there. I go in there. I walk down at one sunglass hut. They don't have it. I go to another sunglass hut. I walk back by the cop, and I had this feeling. I said, he's going to say something to me. And I just was walking. And he goes, Alex, aren't you supposed to be on the radio? And I looked at him smiling like it was kind of a joke, and the guy looked at me serious, and I just said, just getting sunglasses. You know, answered his question so I could leave in America. I thought the guy was joking, but he was looking at me real serious. I mean, this is bizarre. An Austin cop asking me why I'm at a shopping mall. The point here is, ladies and gentlemen, they tried to bribe Ali Philippus with a, quote, suitcase full of $100 bills. When he said no, they went to the sheriff, the fire chief, everybody else trying to buy him off. City council people took money. It was reported in the Associated Press. That is infiltration. That is criminal. And I would tell people, folks, the military is infiltrating our society. Then they built the emergency management centers in every town. Then they brought in CIA and National Guard. Now they bivouac National Guard in major county emergency management areas in every major county and in rural areas in 5 and 4 and 3 county areas where the National Guard, the Sheriff's Department, the Police Department are all in one command center being federalized. And then they announce in Illinois, oh, we're going to have the National Guard help confiscate guns, fight crime. They're having knock and talk from Oakland, California to Washington, D.C. to Dallas, Texas to Tucson, Arizona for 5 years, now accelerating under federal funds. Hundreds of cities where they come to your door and say, do you have any legal guns? Mind if I come in and look at them? This is martial law. This is the incremental turning martial law on. So I'm going to come back, play the 3-minute CNN newscast, talk about it a bit, and then get Dr. Paul Craig Roberts' take on that. And then, of course, what's happening in Russia. Then Webster Tarpley's joining us. But we know what's going on, okay? We know what's happening. We have been infiltrated. This is criminal. They've done this in third world countries over and over again. They've put in the MIT-designed cameras, the tracking systems. This is a military grid. NORTHCOM is in control.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is going to be with us for the next 25 minutes or so. Very appreciative of his time with us. Former Wall Street Journal editor, former head of policy, Department of Treasury, father of Reaganomics, syndicated columnist, best-selling author. His new book is The Tyranny of Good Intentions. Second edition is out in better bookstores everywhere. But I wanted to get him on about the Russia-Georgia situation first. And I do have mainstream news reporting and other top military experts reporting they believe Russia did move nukes in. Russia has said they will use nukes if the U.S. hits them with even conventional weapons. So I want to get his take on that, and we're going to be playing a clip. But first, the martial law clip from CNN. This is from Infowars.net. Steve Watson did a story on it last night. Martial law declared in our Kansas town. That's in Arkansas. 24-hour lockdown in effect, residents not allowed to leave their homes. Areas of the town in Arkansas have been placed under 24-hour nonstop curfew described by the mayor as almost akin to martial law. The lockdown issued after a spat of robberies, home invasions, and shootings applies to everyone in Helena, West Helena. That's in the region known as Arkansas, in Arkansas, no matter what age or what time of day it is. Mayor James Valley indicated that the curfew could be extended indefinitely. Now, this is during the day. This is during the night. Everyone has stopped at checkpoints. They've had two shootings and a few rapes and, quote, people loitering. Instead of just having real investigations and going after the criminals as society unravels, and, of course, the economy's dead there, so there's robberies, people wanting money for food. Well, here it is, because I'm going to get Dr. Roberts' take on this. He's written a lot about the police state. Here it is.
Because of all the recent crime in Helena, West Helena, we're talking about robberies, home invasions, loitering, shootings, the mayor of Helena, West Helena has decided to impose a curfew, but only in certain areas, and that applies for everyone, no matter the age and no matter the time. If you're caught violating curfew, there's a chance you could wind up behind bars.
We're afraid that somebody's going to get seriously hurt by what's going on. This curfew is for all people. Everybody is subject to stop an investigation. It's almost akin to martial law.
And that's exactly what some are calling it. For now, 2nd Street and several streets surrounding it will look just like this. And if you're caught outside without a good enough excuse,
it's zero tolerance, they're going to jail.
An idea that's fined by Martha Coleman.
You never know where a bullet is going to go. You never know who house is going to hit, what person is going to hit. And, you know, sleeping on the floor because you don't know where a bullet is going to, you know, go to. It might come in my house. It might come in my neighbor's house. So I commend the Helena, West Helena Police Department.
But others say instead of addressing the problem,
it's just going to make it worse.
And some say instead of home sweet home, the past 24 hours,
it's been like jail. You can't come out your own home. You can't go to the store without getting stopped by the police and questioned and harassed.
While Richard Robinson applauds the city's efforts,
I think the idea is good to stop the crime, but I think the way that the police department is handling the situation is all wrong. When the police come by and tell you if you own your own property or not, that you cannot come outside, I think that's martial law and that can only be inflicted by the National Guard. That's my opinion on it.
But after several rapes, robberies, and shootings, Mayor James Valley says he's exhausted all the possibilities. And he says this is the best move to turn around what some are calling a very rough area.
This turf belongs to the taxpaying citizens, not to the drug dealers and the hustlers. And we're going to pop them in the head.
Yeah, we have triple the heroin, double the cocaine in our streets since the drug war began. Most people in prison of any nation in the world. Mexican paramilitary troops kill cops on a weekly basis here in Texas. It's hardly in the news. Real crises go on everywhere. In this town, they have checkpoints. You're not allowed to leave your house during the day, even be in your front yard. This is martial law. No nation is this tyrannical. No nation. I mean, even in Malaysia, when they have martial law in the past, it's only at night and during certain emergency times, and that's decried by the world. But here, the FBI is saying they want random checkpoints on the streets of America. The National Guard, according to NBC News, is being used for gun confiscations in Illinois, not just Chicago. We played that for you 2 weeks ago. Dr. Roberts, what do you think of that?
Well, I don't know the whole situation there, but what this indicates to me is we see how the government in Washington could use the sort of economic dislocations that we might be headed toward and the resulting crime that comes out of that and to impose the same thing on the entire country. So I think on the whole that you can't give these kinds of orders to people in a free society. And it has to be their judge whether they're willing to take the risk to go out in the event that there's crime in the streets, or whether they need to go out for reason, any a number of legitimate reasons. I don't think that you can tell people that in order to make you safe, we're going to imprison you in your home. The notion that we're made safe by the government taking away our civil liberties, which is the Bush regime's line, or this mayor's line, that we'll make you safe by keeping everybody in their home so the bad guys can't leave to come bother you. I don't think that this is consistent with a free society.
Well, they say that it's completely selectively enforced. They decide, they say it's day and night. The police arbitrarily are now God and decide if you can leave or come or go to work or do it, you know, instead of doing original police work and going after criminals. This is just turning everyone into prisoners. And this is the most extreme form of martial law, saying don't leave your house. This is incredible.
Well, I agree. It's incredible. It's probably being applied in the areas most subject to crime and violence. And that's probably why it's selective into the mayor who sees a problem and doesn't know what to do with it. It might seem like, you know, a logical thing to do, but if he were to be guided and step and think a step or two further, he would see that this is not a good thing. It's not consistent with a free society, and I'm not even sure he has this type of authority. I don't really know if he does or not, but I certainly don't think it's a good development.
Well, imagine driving through this town, what it must be like. But this is happening everywhere. You know, I reported a year and a half before it was in mainstream news that at that time, 13,000 preachers, it's now 26,000, had covertly been hired by FEMA to prepare and give sermons, not telling their flock that were government-written about handing guns in, going to FEMA camps, submitting to government, Romans 13. Now it's been in the mainstream news for the last year. We first broke this 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. But this is a large program going on all over the place. You look at PDD 51, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. You look at all of this. It states martial law. It states the president is basically a dictator. And now we have these gun knock-and-talk programs going on everywhere. There's no doubt this is a larger concerted atmosphere and a spirit of tyranny, Dr. Roberts.
Well, I think I've written a lot about that and agree with you. I'm not sure this particular mayor is part of that. He may be a part of it by osmosis, just having picked up on these kinds of things.
That's what I think.
Yeah, but I don't think this is a federal program. This is some local thing where apparently times are hard, and they don't know how to cope with it, and are making a mistake. But you're right. The real danger is federal, because the mayor, that's local. That's a localized thing. When they do it nationally, it's a different kettle of fish.
All right, let's shift gears into Russia. You were last on with us Friday. You wrote a big editorial Sunday. You were kind enough to share all this. We read part of on air before it was even released Monday. More has developed, and we've now found out that the minister, the head defense minister and the foreign minister, are both former Israeli military officers and admittedly Mossad. The rest of the government is NATO and Ukrainian and U.S. It appears the only major person in their government who is Georgian is Mikhail Shesvili or Shesvili. They've now, Russian TV is reporting they have captured U.S. trainers, mercenaries, and they've also reported that Russians did menace the U.S. with tactical nuclear weapons. If you're not aware of that, I can play the report. But give us your basic breakdown of what's happened with Russia and Georgia.
Well, what happened in Georgia is the National Endowment for Democracy, a neocon taxpayer, American taxpayer-funded organization, went in there with American taxpayers' money, went into Georgia, rigged elections, bought elections, created the American puppet state. And this is part of the neocon strategy of encircling Russia and putting buffers between Russia and the Middle East so that their influence there is precluded. And I'm almost certain that this attack on the south of Ossetia by the Georgians was engineered by Cheney. It seems to me the purpose of this is to hasten Georgia's admission into NATO. Apparently, we wanted them in, and the European members sort of delayed it. So I think this is to say, look, the Russian aggressors, poor Georgia. If only they had been members of NATO, Russia never would have done this. I mean, I think that's what it is, and they want to completely capture this puppet state by sticking it in to NATO, and I think that's what's behind all this. the hypocrisy, of course, of the Bush regime is extraordinary. They're, again, lying through their teeth. I mean, how do we know they're lying? Their lips are moving, right? Lying through the teeth that Russia invaded, and this is not the facts, the Georgians, after giving assurances that they would never do this, just very recently, pulled off this sneak attack. Clearly, there were American forces there training the Georgians, probably directing it. And now we are trying to get the whole world with our propaganda and disinformation riled up about the Russians. This is another false flag operation run by the neoconservatives. Now, the Russians, it's very interesting, in today's Pravda online, there's an article. The title is, Bush, Why Don't You Shut Up? And then it says, I'm going to read the opening and closing paragraph. Taking the words of the illustrious King of Spain in his embellic retort to President Hugo Chavez, we use them not as a response to a diatribe, but rather a just retort to an imbecile President George W. Bush. Why don't you shut up? And this is now how it concludes. President Bush, why don't you shut up? Do you really think anyone gives any importance whatsoever to your words after 8 years of your criminal and murderous regime and policies? Do you really believe you have any moral ground whatsoever? And do you really imagine there is a single human being anywhere on this planet who does not stick up his middle finger every time you appear on a TV screen? Do you really believe you have the right to give any opinion or advice after Abu Ghraib, after Guantanamo, after the massacres of hundreds of thousands of Iraqi citizens, after the torture by CIA operatives? Kind of difficult, huh? So that's what the Russian press thinks of it all.
Dr. Roberts, that was my next question. I have Bush's quotes here. And I could read them all, or I could paraphrase. He gave a press conference this morning. Everybody's probably already seen it or heard it. We can play the clip. Yeah. But he said, Russia has engaged in aggression. They've invaded a sovereign nation. This is criminal. This is horrible. What did he do in Afghanistan and Iraq? I mean, and they fought.
Right, and what is he preparing to do in Iran and Lebanon? And, that's what I'm saying. The hypocrisy of the administration is astonishing, and that's what this article in today's Pravda in Moscow is pointing out. And you show that you can see the total disdain for President Bush on the part of the Russian press. Now, what I think is that the Russians being are far more reasonable people than the Bush administration, may be suckered in by the European members of NATO into ending this and pulling out, in which case the Russians will be further betrayed. The next step will be to put Georgia into NATO and then station NATO troops there. And then they will ethnically cleanse the Russians out of the two disputed provinces.
Just as they did whenever they brought in the Muslims to attack the Serbs in Kosovo, then took it. Then they said, don't worry, we're not going to break it off, and they did that last year.
Right, right. Now, you see, Americans being basically unaware and gullible people, my understanding is that this disputed area, or both disputed areas, were originally part of Russia, and that Joseph Stalin, when he was a dictator of the Soviet Union, wanted to put parts of them into Georgia, and he just did it.
Because he was from central Georgia.
He was from Georgia, Yeah.
He was from Georgia, and speaking of the devil, he was the editor of Pravda.
Exactly. And at the time, Georgia was part of the Soviet Union and actually had been part of the Russian Empire for centuries.
Yes, Abkhazia and Ossetia have always been part of Russia.
Yeah, and so it was the Georgian Stalin who became dictator of the Soviet Union in the 20th century. He broke off a piece of the Russian Republic of Ossetia and stuck it into Georgia. And I think he may have also taken that other disputed part on the west part of Georgia that has Black Sea.
No, he did. You're right. I saw that in the history books, Jim.
So if that's the case, then these are historic. In fact, apparently the people in these places are largely Russian. And apparently even have Russian passports. So.
Yeah, 90%+. Well, you're absolutely right. And they were snuck attacked by the Georgians, U.S.-backed. And when we come back, I want to get your take on the Israeli connection here with their defense minister of Georgia and their foreign minister being openly Israelis, not even Georgians. Stay with us, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. We'll also talk about the nukes that Russia reportedly moved in when we get back. Stay with us.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they went info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Oh, Bonnie, if everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
His best-selling book is now out in the second edition, massively expanded. You want to understand the police state, the destruction of rule of law, the court system, and much more? You want to get his book, The Tyranny of Good Intentions, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. You can go to Counterpunch and so many other countless sites, as well as newspapers that carry his weekly editorials. He is our guest for this segment and the next, and Webster Tarpley joins us. Shifting gears on the Russian subject into nukes, there was a major report, well, there was a whole bunch of different reports that were in the Russian press, too many to mention. We have some of those clips we're going to play later with Tarpley. But Colonel Sam Gardner, highly respected weapons expert and Air Force tactics expert, if the U.S. attacks Russia, Russia will use nuclear weapons. This is him on Democracy Now! Last night. I want to play a couple of minutes of this where she's asking him, could this lead to World War III? Now, the neocons have been saying that. Crystal's been saying how great it is, and let's have a confrontation with him. Here he is talking about how they clearly moved in two nuclear-tipped missiles. Here it is.
Do we have anything to fear along those lines?
Absolutely. Let me just say that if you were to rate how serious the strategic situations have been in the past few years, this would be above Iraq, this would be above Afghanistan, and this would be above Iran. Little notice to Americans, the Russians learned at the end of the first Gulf War that they didn't think they could deal with the United States, given the value and the quality of American precision conventional weapons. The Russians put into their doctrine a statement and have broadcast it very loudly that if the United States were to use precision conventional weapons against Russian troops, the Russians would be forced to respond with tactical nuclear weapons. They continue to state this. They practice this in their exercise. They've even had exercises that very closely paralleled what went on in Ossetia, where there was an independence movement. They intervened conventionally to put down the independence movement. The United States and NATO responds with conventional airstrikes. They then respond with tactical nuclear weapons.
Okay, stop right there. Now, again, she asked the question, we started the clip a bit late, she asked the question, is there a threat of nuclear war? We've seen that in some Russian press. And then he says yes, and then he talks about how they did move in nuclear-tipped missiles, clearly from intelligence, because they weren't for conventional use. It was only two that had the configuration to be tactical, smaller nukes. And then he talks about the U.S. didn't expect this and basically backed off, and that they didn't think Russia would do this because they handed over Kosovo. Dr. Roberts.
Yeah, well, I don't know about the nuclear weapons use. So I don't think the Russians would need that in Georgia because the United States is not capable of sending enough troops to Georgia to confront the Russian army. We just don't, first of all, we don't have any troops. They're all mired down in Iraq and Afghanistan. And second, we would have enormous supply problems that the Russians wouldn't have since it's their borders.
I think he was talking about air attacks on a NATO basis.
Well, if we attack Russia, I think Russia will go instantly on full nuclear alert. It won't be. We won't be worried about tactical nukes in Georgia. We'll have to be worried about New York and Boston, Washington, and L.A. and Chicago. And if the United States government is this insane, then they need to be dragged out quickly. But we have to just drag them out of their offices and get rid of them, because if they're actually going to attack Russia, then they're going to bring on the end of the world.
I mean, well, stay there. I want to hear, because William Crystal's running around saying do just that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Only got 5 minutes left. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, very thankful for him joining us today with his analysis of what's happening. In closing, Dr. Roberts, two final questions. A, why are the neocons, Fife and all of these guys, Crystal, running around saying, you know, encircle of Russia? Cheney called him and said there will be a response to this and basically threatened their president Sunday. That was in the Associated Press. His quotes were incredibly incendiary. They've launched a sneak attack on him, and now they're acting like Russia caused all this. It does look like they're delusional and engaged in megalomania with all these little stunted nobodies who've never even been in the military wanting to flex their muscles. A, and then B, where do you see this going now? How do you think this worked out for the U.S., NATO versus Russia?
Well, I think probably we've scared our NATO allies to death if we're actually issuing these kinds of threats to a nuclear power who hasn't done anything except try to get along with us. So it may be, unless we have actually purchased and blackmailed all the leaders of the European countries, it may mean that they don't want to be in NATO. It's too dangerous because it's run by insane people in Washington. That could be one fallout. The other fallout, well, it'll have to certainly wake up the Russians that trying to get along with us and cooperate with us, it just means they get stabbed in the back repeatedly. And so I would imagine we'll see a more aggressive stance on the part of the Russians. And since all of our European NATO allies are dependent on Russia for natural gas, they've got probably as much leverage over our allies as we do through blackmail and illegal payments to foreign, to European leaders. So I think that because they are insane, the neoconservatives and Cheney, and because Bush is an imbecile, like Pravda says, an imbecile, we are in risk of enormous, horrendous events that could essentially end life on Earth. I think that
you call it the reign of the cockroach.
That's right. That's what I called it when I wrote about it some time back. And I think that the American people have been, you know, just completely irresponsible, and they've let this criminal regime get in office and stay there for essentially 8 years, run roughshod over their rights, their liberties, the Constitution, and other countries. I mean, Bush has destroyed Iraq and Afghanistan, the infrastructures, everything.
Well, I was in a
huge numbers of people. The man is, these are the greatest crimes the world has seen. It's an amazing criminal regime. And every time they open their mouth, they lie. We now have all the evidence of the lies everywhere. So I think they seem to be determined to propel us into some sort of major conflict.
Well, it's like PNAC said, we have the power, we're going to use it.
Yeah, but, you know, and like you and I think agree, the estimates of the power they have is greatly exaggerated. The United States just doesn't have the power that these people think it's got.
Except for nukes, which they're menacing everyone with.
Yeah, but the Russians have nukes. The Chinese have nukes.
I know, it's insane.
Pakistanis have nukes. What you have told me on this program about these behaviors is just really frightening. If this is actually what our so-called leaders are doing and saying, they're clearly insane.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly insane.
They've all been saying it. Well, as this develops, we'll talk to you again, Dr. Roberts. Thank you for all your time.
All right, Alex. Good luck to you.
You too, my friend. Say hi to your family. Okay, we'll be right back with Webster, Griffin, Tarpley. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. My new film, Truth Rising, is now available on DVD.
Hey, everybody. If you're anything like me, I'll bet you like to eat. I like egg scrambles for breakfast, fresh homemade bread, delicious pastas like lasagna. I love beef stroganoff. I love chicken noodle soup. I love desserts, all kinds of entrees and soups and desserts and breakfasts. I love that stuff. Now, food prices are skyrocketing just like gasoline prices. I mean, the gasoline prices have gone insanely high, probably going to go higher. Grocery prices are right on their heels. How are people going to be able to afford to eat? Well, I found a way to buy really incredible foods like I just described at half the price of last year's grocery bill. For less than half of what you spent for the same amount of food last year, I can have it delivered to your door. Let me tell you how. Go to eFoodsDirect.com right now. eFoodsDirect.com or call the toll-free number 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Cut those food costs now.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Will you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is question. National security is more important than individual will. All sports allow speed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory.
Now, in England and many areas of the U.S., they do not allow more than groups of 2 to 3 people to gather. Martial law is incrementally being put into place. Most of your local departments have been covertly federalized. Your police have been corrupted. Your police chiefs have been covertly paid off. A few have gone public and talked about the attempted bribery by CIA, Army, Delta Force. And I just wanted to briefly play the first part of the CNN piece again, where in a town, and guaranteed it is federal, folks, this is where they're getting the ideas, where they're getting the training. Oh, there's been a few shootings, so don't leave your house even during the day. Don't even be in your yard. Forget what Jello Biafra joked about, you know, 15 years ago about don't leave your subdivision sectors. No. And, of course, under Homeland Security, it is Neighborhood Watch spying on you, watching you. So here it is.
Because of all the recent crime in Helena, West Helena, we're talking about robberies, home invasions, loitering, shootings, the mayor of Helena, West Helena has decided to impose a curfew, but only in certain areas, and that applies for everyone, no matter the age and no matter the time. If you're caught violating curfew, there's a chance you could wind up behind bars.
We're afraid that somebody's going to get seriously hurt by what's going on. This curfew is for all people. Everybody is subject to stop an investigation. It's almost akin to martial law.
And that's exactly what some are calling it. For now, 2nd Street and several streets surrounding it will look just like this. And if you're caught outside without a good enough excuse,
it's zero tolerance. They're going to jail.
An idea that's fined by Martha Coleman.
You never know where a bullet is going to go.
All right, there we go. Stop it there. Now, oh, where a bullet's going to go, like these magic bullets are flying around, like the Kennedy assassination. And I looked it up. There's been a couple murders the last few months there. It's drug dealers shooting each other. The government ships in the drugs to create the crisis to begin with. And they will selectively, day or night, decide if you're allowed to be out or you'll be taken into the FEMA camp. And they train your children going back for a decade how to load on the bus during a FEMA drill. They don't tell the parents about it. They make them defecate, staying in the classroom for 8 hours in trash cans in front of everyone. No lunch is given to them under federal grants to, quote, teach them what martial law is like. In 1998, Swansboro happened up there. It also happened in the Hobbs Middle School in Pensacola. That happened in 98. The Marines came in and said, put the kids up against the wall with guns, wouldn't let them have food all day, and said, the federal government wants you to know what martial law is like. And I've got those articles. I, of course, covered that back in 1998. This is going on everywhere, and it's incrementally training you how to live in a total police state. I was asked by an Austin police officer what I was doing in the mall yesterday. He walked over and said, Alex, what are you doing? What are you doing here? Are you supposed to be on the radio? And I thought he was joking. I smiled at him. He kind of looked at me like, what are you doing here? And I said, I'm buying a pair of sunglasses. So that's America, ladies and gentlemen. That's what things have turned into in this country. And they've built the FEMA emergency management centers, the fusion centers, the local emergency centers are really federal, moving the National Guard into them. This is in the last decade plus, a long covert operation. Doesn't matter what administration's in. This, they use the neocons as fronts. There's a darker military-industrial complex owned by the private banks above us. For the next hour and 45 minutes, we're joined by Webster Griffin Tarbley. I wanted to get his take on what happened in Russia and Georgia. I wanted to get his analysis of the ongoing political campaign. Now that it looks like Hillary's going to be the running mate of Barack Obama. How can that be? The woman in shining armor with the evil Barack Obama. It's all staged, folks. And I also want to get his take on the martial law. In fact, let's talk about this gearing up into the police state, this martial law being incrementally accelerated and ratcheted up here in the U.S. Webster, good to have you on.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
You bet. I should have. We're also carrying your new book, Obama, the Postmodern Coup. We have a few left. The first edition is almost sold out. The second is about to come out, but we have it available at InfoWars.com. Webster, first, what you heard, CNN, you know, it's not just the point of the martial law in the town, but the fact that they're just announcing it like it's a good thing and normal on national news.
I would recommend that we supplement awareness of everything that you've said, which, of course, is real and valid, with another dimension, which is not the top-down police state, dictatorial, totalitarian dimension, but the fascist dimension. And this is fundamentally different. This is a grassroots, anti-authoritarian movement of goons, thugs, hooligans, and fervently idealistic students. A lot of them left liberals. Lemmings, zombies, Kool-Aid drinkers, Manson cultists, Hare Krishnas, whatever you want to call it. That is the Obama campaign. The history of fascism indicates that a point is reached where the army, well, first of all, where the police are not enough to quell a mass upsurge. The army cannot be relied on, because the history of rulers is that you send in a division and it goes over to the revolutionary side.
And you've got to bring in the youth brigades. You've got to give the petty masses petty power. And that's exactly, but my point is that we can blame this on Obama. I'm not saying he's good, Webster. The point is, going back at least 25 years, they've had a slow creep into getting citizens involved in the tattletale squads, into the enforcement squads. Now they're co-opting the environmental movement to be their enforcement squads. So you're absolutely right. My point is, you're saying Obama, and I agree, he's the figurehead for a very virulent form of this, but you know, going back to George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, they've been setting up, McCain's called for youth brigades now. Go ahead.
I would just say that Obama is, if you look at the political landscape, there's only one political figure with a mass-based fascist movement, and that's Obama. McCain doesn't have one. Bush doesn't have one. It's a joke. Clinton doesn't have one. No other Democrat has one. I've just spent the weekend at the PUMA convention here in Washington, D.C. This is the anti-Obama Democrats, and I think this is an extremely useful thing to fight Obama up to the time of the convention, to try to stop him at the convention, and if he gets the Democratic nomination, then to defeat him. I think it's a real distinction. History shows that there's a huge difference between just another bourgeois politician, no matter how bellicose, no matter how oppressive, no matter how corrupt, and something that gets you into fascism. With Obama, you've got something like a Green Corps. You've got a Homeland Security Corps, and you've got Al Gore's famous Green Army. So the difference is, one way the FBI comes and harasses you, or the kinds of things you were talking about. The other side is a gang of goons and thugs come and burn you out and kill you or lynch you or whatever it is. And the idea is that the police state gets popular cover, anti-authoritarian or even left or radical cover, out of the fact that you've got these Obama bots that are in action. I heard stories from people who had been in the Texas Democratic caucuses, as well as the Iowa ones. The way that Obama won those caucuses is with intimidation, with threats, with locking the doors, with pushing people, beating them up in some cases, threatening to beat them up. And when you go to the internet, people who have been blogging against Obama report that they are getting massive cyber warfare, denial of service attacks, attempts to overwhelm their cell phones, and so on down the line.
And then in Germany, they ordered the Germans to not allow any signs, pro or con, and the police did beat up people with signs and under Obama's orders.
Yes, right. And it's just amazing. So I would say you basically have two classes of politicians. You have the old style ones, however bad they are. Of course, they're very bad, as you're pointing out. But the Bushes, the McCains, the Clintons, that's one thing. That's bad enough. But then when you get into the area of this scurrilous, gutter snipe, thug, goon, and fervently idealistic student, swarming adolescent, rent-a-mob, dupe-a-mob, then you've crossed a qualitative dividing line. The people who lived in Italy in 1922 or Germany in 1933 kept saying, gee, we thought we were under fascism, but now we realize we weren't, and now we are. And this has been a tremendous deterioration, and now it's too late to roll it back. Because the genius of fascism, of course, is that it goes out and destroys the institutions that might resist the things that you're talking about. So far, not that many institutions have been crushed by the measures that you're talking about. But with Obama and the Green Corps, that will begin.
Well, Webster, I have to say, the mainstream media, the corporates, have been behind him. So that's the big strike against him. And you are right in saying that he's the only one that gives any support to the government and the corrupt system. And I've heard mainstream pundits say that we need Obama to bring people back into government, back into trusting the state, into infusing it with new blood. And so he would give a new lease on life to the New World Order.
They also say that right now they complain. Andrew Sullivan complained in the Atlantic magazine last December in an issue with Obama on the cover that we can't have any false flags because nobody believes Bush. And if Bush tries a false flag, they'll think he's lying or that he did it himself. We need Obama to refresh the credibility of false flags so we can have new ones.
And then the White House said that Obama will be tested by, quote, an attack. Then he can pose as a savior when we're hit by a nuke or a bioweapon and then be our new dictator. And after all, he's black, so blacks can do no wrong. Everything's going to be fine. Webster Tarpley, stay there.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the info war today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract.
To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com.
You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 12, 2008, gold opened at $824.90. 1 ounce gold coins could be purchased for $849.56, $418.65 for half ounce, and $209.33 for quarter ounce. That's $849.56, $418.65, and $209.33.
Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone.
Riding on his horse, he's going the distance.
let's keep going with Obama. I want to break down what elite is behind him. But I really want to get your expertise because you know a lot about Eastern Europe, Central Asia, the Caucasus. But what we just saw in the last 5 days with the sneak attack by the Georgians, backed by NATO, the U.S., and the Israelis against the Russians and what's unfolding there. But continue with Barack Obama accelerating towards the convention where Hillary is scheduled to be his running mate.
I really doubt she'll be his running mate. I don't see much indication of that.
Bill Clinton is going to be introducing the VP?
Well, I don't believe so. I think there's a profound hatred by the Wall Street groups themselves of Mrs. Clinton because they've put all their money into Obama. It's about $750 million so far, and they've been stabbing Clinton in the back. Clinton, up until about December, had seemed to be the candidate of Wall Street, but that turned out not to be the case. So what you've got now is the Rockefeller, Soros, Bilderberg, Trilateral, Rand Corporation, Council on Foreign Relations, Skull and Bones, Chicago School foundations under the guides of the Ford Foundation. All of this aligning. You can hear the foundations, by the way, on National Public Radio. If you want to know what the foundations think, we have foundation-funded oligarch radio, NPR and PBS on the TV, right? Whatever Bill Moyers does, he's the spokesman for this huge power of the family fondi that are now ensconced in the foundations. So
you're saying Bill Moyers is bad?
Yes, absolutely. He was the spokesman for Johnson. He was selling the Vietnam War back then. And he is, I think, one of the leading operatives of this foundation universe, which is what has produced Obama. Obama is a racist provocateur, a race baiter or race monger, or I would say poverty pimp. When Obama says he was a community organizer, what in the world does that mean? A community organizer for the Gamaliel Foundation, which is funded by the Ford Foundation using Alinsky doctrines. What does that mean? It means that he's a counterinsurgent. He's a wrecker. He's a police agent sent into those communities to fragment them, to pit one group against another.
Well, I agree. Look at what the Great Society did. It basically destroyed. You had black illegitimacy at 10%. Now it's over 90%. It's totally wrecked those communities, and we know, going back to Margaret Sanger with the letters to the Colgates and others saying we've got to hire blacks to go in so we can sterilize them and kill them. These black weeds only trust other blacks, so we've got to create a cadre of foundation blacks that serve us.
Yeah, this is a factor. I would, however, point to the great turning point in the United States history. The great U-turn is under Carter, and Carter, of course, is a trilateral puppet selected by Brzezinski personally, approved by David Rockefeller, a similar operation to what we have today. Jimmy Hu comes out of nowhere.
Why did they destroy him then? I mean, I don't think Carter himself's bad.
Carter is bad, yes. Carter, look at those speeches. Go back and look at the Malaise speech. Go back and look at Carter's rage at the American people saying the energy crisis is real and you better believe it. Now, this is also very interesting in terms of trilateral mentality. Carter's famous Malaise speech, the crisis of spirit of July 1979, is essentially an incompetent, failed president blaming the American people for the fact that we have an incompetent ruling elite. The Wall Street ruling class is incompetent. They are incapable of governing. They have destroyed the greatest economic power in the world, and this is precisely the point. Under Carter, you have Brzezinski running this lunatic, adventurist, anti-Soviet, pro-Islamic fundamentalist foreign policy featuring Khomeini. That's one side. The other side, of course, is Paul Adolf Volcker at the Federal Reserve with a 22% prime rate, the highest in American history, at least recent history. And, of course, for most of us, 22% is the prime rate. We don't get that. We get 30% or 35%. And this is, of course, when the racket of credit card usury began. And it is when the United States began to deindustrialize. The factories that could not be destroyed by Hitler, Mussolini, Tojo, Stalin, and Mao were destroyed by Volcker.
Yeah, it's the neoliberal deindustrialization for control of the population, neo-serfdom.
And the idea of a low-wage economy, union busting, the labor movement in full retreat.
But all covered with an envelope of liberalism.
And left cover. This is exactly it. under environmentalism, the limits of growth, the era of scarcity, and of course, in foreign policy, human rights and humanitarian concerns.
Webster, stay there. I totally agree with you on the analysis, and we want to get all your perspectives on it. Let's explain to people this whole Malthusian, social Darwinistic world system and how it controls both the left and the right, and break that down.
We're on the...
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, TruthNews.us, Webster Griffin Tarpley wrote the unauthorized biography, the first big one, back in the early 1990s about George Herbert Walker Bush. He, of course, wrote Synthetic Terror, and they carried out the 9/11 attacks, government inside job, black op contractor job, and of course, he's got the new Barack Obama, the postmodern coup, available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Okay, Webster, I'm going to turn the mic off here and give you the floor. I think we should start at the beginning here about where this New World Order comes from, who they really are, so people don't get confused by all the left cover, right cover, to bring us up to today with Barack Obama, who I agree with you is probably the biggest threat to liberty, only because of the figurehead and the cover he gives them, not that he actually runs anything, or not that I'm saying McCain's a good guy. So start at the beginning if you can.
And because of the fascist mass movement, or again, reasonable facsimile of a fascist mass movement, which Obama has been able to mobilize, and no other. This is the qualitative distinction. This is why Obama is far and away the worst possible outcome and needs to be opposed in any possible way. I wouldn't call it the New World Order. I call it Anglo-American World Empire, U.S.-British world domination. This is what it is. There are, of course...
But a rose is a rose by any other name, Webster. I hate to interrupt here.
No, but
I mean, that's what they call it.
It's
branded as that. So, yes, World Empire, run by the Anglo-American power axis, is the proper term. But, I mean, New World Order is what it's known as.
Well, again, let me call it Anglo-American World Empire, because I think it gets the idea. There are, of course, others that are allied with it. The European Union, the Eurogarchs, are largely submissive to this. Russia is not submissive. I think it makes no sense at all to say Putin and Medvedev now are figures of the New World Order. They are not. They are opponents, as much as they can be, of this Anglo-American World Empire. China is in a somewhat more ambiguous position in terms of what you see, but we have reliable reports that underneath it, the Chinese are even more hostile to the continued Anglo-American world domination, and they're biding their time. So I regard these guys. I welcome the existence of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which has posed a counterweight to the U.S. and the British. I would say without Putin, we would have had a police state here already. Because it is the existence of this international opposition that prevents the Wall Street group from imposing what they want here. The problem you have right now, the strategic constellation that Obama comes out of, is that we've had the incompetent and disastrous administration of Bush, Cheney, and the neocons. Now, their approach is The world is focused on the Middle East. Everything revolves around Israel. You've got to destroy the leading Arab state. You've got to destroy the leading Islamic state, I guess Iraq and Iran. You've got to go into Afghanistan primarily on an anti-Islamic mission. There's a Brzezinski would say, do go there, but not for that. And therefore, this has been played out now under the bankrupt and idiotic mythology of 9/11, which you've done so much to expose, and some of the rest of us have also tried to do this. The thing is, you're getting to the point of diminishing returns with that. It is simply impossible to keep going with the 9/11, Islamofascism, Bin Laden, Al Qaeda, war on terror. There's even this report from the Rand Corporation where Brzezinski is this: you need something new. Now, it's an interesting case. Normally, when people talk about the Hegelian dialectic in politics, I think this is much overstated. The British are really not fair. It's very crude, divide and conquer. But who was a professor trained in Germany. He wrote a book about the 17th century, the age of the Baroque, and with Brzezinski co-authored some books about totalitarianism, targeting, of course, the Soviets, anti-Russian. Alfred Weber. So Alfred Weber is the younger brother of Max Weber, the German sociologist around, from about 1890 to 1920. He was extremely influential. The guy wrote books about the Protestant ethic and all kinds of other things. In Alfred Weber, there is Hegelian philosophy of history elements. So the idea simply is, you cannot be Johnny One Note. You cannot do your operations always under right-wing, militaristic, top-down cover. You've got to modulate that, and we're now in the middle of a modulation. Carter was a similar phase. Carter dropped the usual Cold War stuff, but he continued it in a more ferocious form under the guise of human rights, humanitarianism, and interfering in the internal affairs of countries. Carter was also on a worldwide vendetta to shut down peaceful nuclear energy development, but under left cover, not saying we want you to be puppets of our empire, but saying we don't like nuclear energy. So we reach a point by about 2006, 2007, where the Anglo-American ruling class says, Bush and Cheney are crazy, the neocons are bankrupt, we're not getting anywhere. We cannot have the U.S., the British, and the Israelis at war with the world forever. It doesn't work. We're too bankrupt. We're too isolated. Our armies are defeated and demoralized. Our populations are extremely restive. We've got a possible mass upsurge around impeachment and anti-Bush, anti-Cheney, end the war, and all this. So basically they say, let's repeat the Carter operation. They had been grooming Obama, in my view, since about 1981 to 1983, when Obama and Brzezinski were together on the campus of Columbia University, Morningside Heights in Manhattan, and recruited him, as far as I can see. I would hope that Obama would comment on this if he doesn't like this particular view of his background. But he's one of a series of controlled assets. Deval Patrick of Massachusetts, who spouts the self-same rhetoric, is another one. And there are undoubtedly other options, not all black, to be sure. Others, southern governors or northern gritty populists or whatever, but all controlled by this trilateral commission. So now the idea is they're basically twofold. If you're going to continue Anglo-American world domination, the U.S.-U.K. world empire, you've got to deal with the fact that you've got this Shanghai Cooperation Organization, Russia-China, military power and a tremendous energy power, the Chinese, the greatest demographic power in terms of people, and the highest rates of economic development. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization is a magnet. It's the counterpole. Anybody who doesn't like the Anglo-Americans, for example, especially in Africa, if you're an African state, you have the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank trying to crush you, destroy you, loot you. The Chinese come along and say, let's make deals 50-50. It's not humanitarianism, but it's business, and it's much better to have an alternative, right, as it was possible during the Cold War. So Brzezinski basically says, we've got to crush Russia and China. How do you do that? Well, it goes like this. First, kick the Chinese out of Africa. That's why you've got the U.S. African Command. You've got the destabilization of Kenya by Obama's cousin, Odinga, who is the, I call him the killer Luo. He's the necklacer of Kenya. The Luos, by the way, with the Luos, it's a little bit like the Kurds. You can destabilize Kenya, Sudan, Tanzania, Uganda, and Congo. You can destabilize five countries using these Luos that Obama happens to represent. So you've got to kick the Chinese out. The interest in Zimbabwe is, of course, that's where the Chinese get their minerals. So the U.S. and the British say, oh, it's a humanitarian emergency. Mugabe is a bad man. Let's get rid of him. Real reason, Chinese minerals. Sudan, the best example, the biggest country in Africa, that's about 7% of the Chinese oil. Therefore, the Anglo-Americans gin up this Darfur crisis, which is real, but not created by the Sudanese government. It's partly a feature of the world oil price and, you know, starvation and so forth going on there. That the first phase, therefore, is try to destroy every Chinese ally you can in Africa, kick the Chinese out, cut off the oil and the minerals, destroy places like Burma, Chinese ally, and destroy Pakistan. Carve Pakistan into 4 to 5 pieces. Even though the current government of Pakistan is Anglo-American puppets, the conducting of the Afghan war is now only targeting, really, Pakistan, bombing Pakistan, humiliating the government, and preparing the breakup of that country. Why? It is a natural ally of China against India, always has been, and its important commercial partner. The end game is, once you've got China stripped of allies and isolated, Brzezinski says to the Chinese, look, you want oil, you want minerals, go and get them in Siberia. Go to war with Russia, invade Siberia, and you can get everything you want. Siberia has lots of minerals, lots of oil, very few Russians. Let's have World War III. Now, it means, therefore, play China against Russia, destroy them both, get rid of them both, and the U.S. and the British can have another 100 years of world domination. This is exactly the same project we had with Lady Astor, Lord Astor, the Clivedon set in Britain.
It's the great game of divide and conquer, simply put.
Lord Lothian, Lord Halifax, Lord Brand, Prescott Bush, John Foster Dulles, Lord Montague Norman of the Bank of England, Sir Henry Dieterding of Royal Dutch Shell. And they basically said, we'll call this appeasement, but it's not appeasement, it's war. Let's build up Hitler, and we'll point him east. We'll encourage him to go east.
And that's all on record with Lord Milner and the Milner Group and the rest
absolutely.
Of them.
That's exactly it. The Milner Group is the Clivedon set. That's a different name for it in the later phase. And this Carol Quigley and many others, right?
He was a historian for the British Roundtable Group.
Yeah, but he, you know, he does tell you the story, and he presents it as bad because, of course, it didn't work. So their idea is play Hitler against Stalin and get rid of both of them that way, and we can have another 100 years of the British Empire. Now, it didn't work because, of course, you get Hitler making the Hitler-Stalin pact and then turning west and destroying the French and the Scandinavians and the Low Countries and so forth, and the British get themselves into a fix. They're going to be destroyed unless the U.S. comes to save them. So that's one of the reasons that Winston Churchill was the main beneficiary of Pearl Harbor, and I believe did the most to make sure that this was a surprise attack.
Yeah, but then you see, Tarbley, I agree with all this analysis, but then you throw in that Roosevelt was a good guy when we know he put in the oil embargoes. And
against fascism,
well, let me just
absolutely.
Say something. Well, I mean, let me just throw this out, though, and then get your take on it. You have Roosevelt putting the oil embargo on the Japanese.
Right.
You have Roosevelt intensifying military action through the groups they'd set up after the Boxer Rebellion into the Flying Tigers to engage militarily the Japanese U.S.-trained forces and even U.S. pilots, quote, as contractors, start engaging and start shooting down Japanese bombers, Japanese officers. They start attacking Japanese airfields. So for those that don't know, the U.S. through basically the Halliburton or the Blackwater of the day attacked in southern China and in surrounding areas Japanese forces. Then, of course, a week before they get the codes, they know they're about to launch the attack.
British know. Wait a minute. The British know. The U.S. does not know. This is the point. The British have the Japanese.
Oh, really? Is that why the four submarines attacked Pearl Harbor and they were ordered to still stand down?
The Japanese naval code, JN-28, had been broken by the British.
Mm-hmm.
The purple code, the diplomatic code had been broken by the U.S. So the U.S. knew an attack was probably imminent, but not where or when.
The Honolulu Advertiser, Webster, ran a headline a week before saying the Japanese will attack Pearl Harbor on December 7th.
Yeah, then that's
our military
know,
didn't
a,
know though. Look, here's the
report.
Problem, Tarpley.
I wonder why the commanders didn't send out some picket boats, some trawlers. Listen,
stop. Just for a second, Tarpley. I know you're a great historian, smart guy. That's why we have you here. It's why I sell your books. I like you, but I'm really trying to get down to fundamentals here because you have this historical perspective that Roosevelt's a great guy, and we do have on one end the Bush, Nazi, Milner angle trying to overthrow him as they brought Hitler to power right around the same time in 35, 36 here in the United States. So there's truth to what you're saying, but there's a subtler, just like you said, left cover, the same interests were also hedging their bets with Roosevelt. And so this whole thing about Roosevelt being a good guy, I just don't buy into.
Remember that the relation of the Morgan Group to Roosevelt is that they tried to kill him in Miami before he was inaugurated. They tried to organize a coup against him in the form of the Morgan coup, the Mussolini-style march on Washington, the Smedley Butler revelations and so forth, the Dick Stein Committee. And, according to Elliot Roosevelt, the Churchill gang poisoned Roosevelt and killed him so that the British could launch the Cold War in the wake of this. Just on the Japanese question, the argument that you make depends on the idea that the Japanese are a benign power. The Japanese are
I'm not saying they're a benign power. Hold on. I'm not saying they're a benign power. I'm saying they were, but see, that's what brought the U.S. into the war. That's when I brought up Japan, was the British screaming for help, and now the U.S. comes in after the Pearl Harbor attack. I'm saying there was total coordination between the Anglo-American establishment, the British, and the U.S. government through Roosevelt, bringing the Imperial Japanese into that.
I recommend the book by Russ Bridger and Knave, which explains this question of the codes, that the British had broken the Japanese naval code, but did not share the details of where the attack would come.
Well, that's admitted.
But the British, therefore, the other problem is, the people who were controlling the intelligence were Stimson of Wall Street and of the invisible government, and Marshall, similarly. The question is, they cut off intelligence to Roosevelt. It's not that Roosevelt didn't give the Navy the intelligence. This is crazy. It is that the commanders, and above all this, there's a guy called Admiral Richmond K. Turner in the Navy Department, who is the marplot, the inside operative in all this. He is the one who withholds
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Fat burners. I like the sound of that. Fat burners. Life Change Fat Burners. When fat burners are used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you're going to see a change in your life. Maybe you'll be a movie star. Maybe you'll drive NASCAR. Maybe you'll be a lion tamer. Well, maybe not a lion tamer. Get energy, lose weight, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Your fat burners and tea are available at getthetea.com. Get energy, lose weight, getthetea.com. Your fat burners and tea are available at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And don't forget to ask about our Mid-State Fair special. That's getthetea.com.
Every week,
Thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents featuring counter assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Webster Tarpley, author, is our guest, author of the new book, Barack Obama, Postmodern Coup, available at Infowars.com. His historical analysis is spot on. I agree with him. I trust but verify. I just disagree, Webster, with your analysis. It's all rancid. They're all bad. Hillary's bad. John McCain's bad. I know you know that. But saying that we have to throw support in behind Hillary or then McCain later, which is the same thing that so many others are saying, I just can't do it. I can't support the false paradigm of the left, right, or any of these people. And if fascism's to come, let Barack Obama and his greeny meanies bring it. Let him try to come burn me out. We got guns in this country. And, you know, maybe that's what we need, is to go ahead. You know, worse is better. Bring this thing to a head. Now, what do you expect to see the way the lay of the land is right now? Let's hear some predictions from Webster Tarpley.
I say that one of the obvious things built into an Obama presidency is the possibility of domestic civil war coming through a number of scenarios. I would just say I have a great-grandfather who fought at Gettysburg in the Valley of Death there by the Devil's Den and Little Round Top in the 11th United States Regulars of the Sykes 5th Corps, 2nd Division. Civil war is the worst possible outcome. Nothing but nothing is worse than civil war. And I think that's the problem.
No, the CPS taking people's children and putting sodium fluoride in the water. We're all under total war. You know about the eugenicist, Webster. You're an expert on that.
Yeah, sure. But again, I think
really?
You know, there are peaceful ways out of this.
Well, I want a peaceful way out of this, too.
The method that I recommend is to build a mass movement through mobilization. And mobilization has to involve the choice of intermediate goals, in other words, things that people can do. Right now, it is to stop Obama, and that means, practically speaking, blocking with other forces that might oppose Obama. And again, this is based on the history of Italy 1922, 1933. For example, in the German case, you had a lot of people saying, why don't the communists and the social democrats form a bloc and stop Hitler? For many reasons, they didn't do it. They had all good reasons. They said the other side is really bad and really corrupt and really awful. And then once Hitler came to power, they kept saying, well, I wish we had done it. But let me just continue the thing I was trying to do about the world situation. Part of it is now this question of attempting to repeat the maneuver of the appeasers, right, the Neville Chamberlain policy, which was not appeasement, but war. In other words, when Obama says he wants to negotiate with Iran, he wants to use Iran exactly the same way that Brzezinski is now using Georgia. In other words, play Iran against the Russians. That's his future for Iran. Brzezinski says, why should I attack them? I can use them to attack the Russians and get rid of all of them that way. And ultimately, the crowning achievement is China against Russia, except it won't work. The other side now.
But Iran's getting along with Russia.
Who?
Iran has been getting along with Russia.
Look, if you know any Iranians, ask them the following question: what country is most hated in Iran? And every time I've asked this question, which I ask habitually, it's always Russia. Russia, remember, occupied northern Iran during World War II as part of the Lend-Lease program. There was a military corridor going through Iran. The British occupied the south, the Soviets the north. Now, the Soviets behaved badly. They were very angry about Hitler and so forth. And
no, the Soviets did bad things.
Yeah, they,
I thought they were sweet.
Badly. And the residue of that is a hatred that Brzezinski thinks he can build on. And he
well,
would like
I mean, you
to
got
build
Russians in there with the Chinese building the reactors. I don't know. All right, well, I know they think that Webster's just all delusional. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You need to sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, there's so many subjects I want to talk to Webster Tarpley about. Very thought-provoking discussions. We're going to just keep for 2 more hours. He's agreed to do that. We appreciate that. Author of Obama, the Postmodernist Coup. Available at InfoWars.com. We're going to open the phones up in the final hour today. For the next hour, I want to get his analysis, which he really is an expert on Eastern Europe, Central Asia, the Caucasus, Russia, the Middle East, Central Asia. I want to get about 30 minutes of analysis from him on that. And then I want to, he is one of the few people, the reason I really recognized him in my own research a decade ago, was he got into the eugenics, the driving force, the social Darwinism of the elite, their true propulsion system. So we'll talk with him the last 30 minutes of this hour, and then open phones in the last hour. We'll take a lot of your calls coming up in about 58 minutes. But Webster, you wanted to finish up with the austerity movement, how they have the environmental movement, the austerity movement, the secret police system they're setting up, all of this massive decades-long planning coming to a head with the Golden Boy, literally, there to save us all and bring the left in for the final police state.
Yeah, we've talked now, I guess, about the foreign policy. In other words, this Brzezinski plan, in many world capitals, especially Moscow, especially Beijing, if you say Brzezinski plan, it's a plan, therefore, that has an end game, China reduced to warlords, 20 to 25 centers of power, as it was in the 1920s, and Russia also divided up, as it was during the Russian Civil War of 1919 to 1920, ultimately coming in with about 4 to 5 different states, different countries. So we had the Bernard Lewis plan for the Middle East, right? Carve Iraq 3 ways, Iran 6 ways, Lebanon several ways, Turkey 3 or 4 ways, Sudan at least 2 ways,
Syria.
Maybe more. But then to apply that to Russia and China. So that's one thing. Now, the other side is the domestic and the austerity. When you see Obama giving this speech in Oregon, when he had his outburst there, he said, you're not going to be able to drive an SUV, all right? You're not going to be able to eat as much as you want. This is amazing. You're not going to be able to eat as much as you want, and you can't keep your thermostat set where you want it at 72 degrees and think that the world will allow you to do this. Now,
and then in Germany, he said, called for a new world order last week, and he also, or a new international order, And he also said, you're going to have to work more and serve this global system. So he told us it was really a slave master's speech.
This is what I would call killer austerity, genocidal austerity, a further cut in the U.S. standard of living of 30, 40, 50%, as much as he can
imagine
do.
A government policy of not having a good standard of living, which has always been what the eugenicists have craved.
Absolutely. But now it's also complicated by the fact, we have this worldwide financial crisis. We have the death agony of the dollar as a reserve currency. We have banking panic going on. We had Countrywide, then we had Northern Rock, we had Bear Stearns. Now we've had IndyMac. We basically have banking failures every week. We've got hyperinflation, which you see in fuel, but also in food and many other areas. So you're heading towards an extreme world economic breakdown crisis, the end of the post-1945 era, as Soros himself says. So when Soros says this is what it is, what does he want? They've got to increase the looting pressure on the U.S. population to allow the bailout of J.P. Morgan Chase, the Soros interests, Goldman Sachs, and so forth. How do you do that, though? Bush and Cheney would come out and say, well, we're going to tax you for the war on terror, and that would lead to an explosion in their face. Obama will come and say, we're going to save the polar bears, we're going to save the planet, we're going to save the ice caps, we're going to have carbon tax, cap and trade on carbon, we're going to have a green tax, we're going to have a third world solidarity tax. The only problem with this is all the money goes to Rockefeller, Soros, and Goldman Sachs.
All right, Webster, when we get back, we will break this all down in detail and finish up the story you're breaking down for us, and then get into what's happened in Russia. We'll be right back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Webster, let's go through a detailed analysis from your perspective on what happened with the Georgian sneak attack last Thursday night into Friday morning on the eve of the Olympic Games on 888. The Russians moving nuclear weapons in and repulsing the Georgian / U.S. British Israeli attack. And what do you think this means geopolitically now? In the words of Lieutenant Colonel Sam Gardner, Air Force expert on these regions and that area, that region, and these type of weapon systems. So the Russians undoubtedly brought nukes into the area, and then that their stated default position is to nuke with tactical weapons any U.S. forces that attack them with precision-guided conventional munitions. And he called this the greatest military escalation in modern history since the Cuban Missile Crisis. The neocons have been running around on TV, Crystal and others, saying they want war with Russia. The New York Times called it the beginning of what could be World War III. The Russians reportedly stopped attacking last night, but then the Georgians started shooting back at them. That's their tactic. Attack, and then when the Russians attack, scream bloody murder and say that they're being attacked. And I did hear a lady in a story yesterday talking about, did you hear about the Russians attacking Georgia in the U.S.? You have a public completely dumbed down, not knowing which end is up. I mean, how does this all play together?
Well, I have tried to argue for the past 8 or 9 months. The situation in Washington, first of all, has fundamentally changed. The neocons are out. They have no power. We'll see why they're trying to get back on TV now. But the neocons have been broken as a faction. You've got, you know, Libby out, Rumsfeld out, Wolfowitz out at the World Bank. Lord Conrad Black, a top world neocon, is actually now in jail. You've got Ledeen under attack by the Rockefeller Committee for his activities with his old Iran-Contra network. So the thing that you're facing now, I would not call it neocon anymore. It's not the neocons. It is the Rockefeller Brzezinski Trilateral Bilderberg Group.
Okay, so that's who NATO and Israel are taking orders from. I'm sure you're aware that.
And that's who is running the U.S. government at this point. Bush and Cheney.
I understand that, Webster, but let me bring up this caveat. I mean, it's pretty darn neocon when you've got the military head of the Georgian military not even being Georgian, being an Israeli, and the foreign minister being an Israeli. Go ahead.
Yeah, the point of this now is that the neocons are essentially a group of stragglers and fugitives that are tending to attach themselves to the Brzezinski machine, trying to save themselves and maintain their positions and their careers in this new era. But notice, the emphasis, the epicenter of world confrontation has shifted radically out of the Middle East, out of the Persian Gulf,
into Russia,
and to the borders of Russia and also China. Because the other thing, what I was actually looking for to happen on 8808, was some kind of a terror stunt at the Beijing Olympics. This could still happen, which could also then heat up the world. And I would urge people to be aware of that, and we can maybe talk about that in a minute. The kinds of things that you're seeing now are typical classic Brzezinski. Remember, Brzezinski says, you can't attack these countries yourself. If you want to destroy Venezuela, you can't attack them.
You use surrogates.
Play Colombia. You want to destroy Somalia? Stay out of there. Let Ethiopia go in. In this case, he's got a little Hitler. Saakashvili is a little Hitler. Brzezinski. This process of the color revolutions, the so-called CIA.
Let me stop you. And we'll go back to how they finance the takeover there. But did you see the video of a plane flies overhead and he starts cowering and crying and then running, and then they cover him up with armored vests and he's like screaming like a little girl? I mean,
yeah.
I've never seen a leader act like that, an ultimate little coward, and he's wild-eyed and always lying. I mean, these people are nuts.
I would compare him in many ways to Obama, a megalomaniac drunk with power, indulging in illusions of infantile omnipotence. And really thinking, he probably, I believe that Brzezinski has played him. In other words, Brzezinski has promised him.
Yeah, he told him he'd win, not that it was really meant to bring Russia in and escalate things.
And not that he was. You don't tell your expendable pawns that they are expendable pawns on a kamikaze trip. You don't tell them that. You let them go ahead and think that they're coming back.
Now, a lot of analysts are saying, and it does seem to be true, that people see McCain as a stronger military leader, and that this Georgian-Russian crisis actually strengthens McCain's hand. Why would Brzezinski do that?
Yeah, I think it may have happened too soon. The problem is when you're dealing with somebody as unstable as Saakashvili, he's also got to respond to his own internal conditions. One obvious fact, if you want to have an attack in that part of the world, you got to do it during the summer. You can't do it during the autumn when the rains come. So really, there are competing considerations. Our election is in November, but if they're going to attack this year, they've more or less got to do it now. There's a lot to be said about that. The principal idea, though, is that Georgia is the aggressor. They launched a genocidal sneak attack in the middle of the night with massive rocket attacks, air bombardment, and heavy artillery to kill the civilians of South Ossetia.
CNN and Fox now confirmed showed video of the Georgians attacking South Ossetia and the gorge over by Abkhazia,
right.
and then lied and said that was Russians doing. And I mean, this is unprecedented media lying.
Yeah, it's probably the biggest media hysteria. Well, you can compare it to 9/11 or the Iraq War or Obama. It's the same media that have been telling you Obama is the savior are now telling you that that Putin and Medvedev are the devils. The Russian response, of course, is then a powerful counterstroke, and they've got to destroy the Georgian second echelon, in other words, the second attack wave that would have come in there.
Yeah, the main forces that were built up to come in behind the shock troops.
And the military infrastructure all over the country. Let me just comment on this. This is largely built up by the U.S. With your tax dollars, this tin pot little Hitler, Saakashvili,
increased their defense budget by 30-plus times in 5 years. But I want to stop there because I want to go back, and then you can go forward. But I want to cover every point here and get your take, Webster. Dealing with this, do you think Brzezinski and the Anglo-American establishment and the neocon followers, and I agree with you, they're now, like the birdcage liner being removed, new ones being put in as a front for the oligarchs. Do you think they miscalculated, or is this what they expected?
I think they've miscalculated the timing. However, remember, on the McCain side, you've also got a tentacle of Brzezinski, and indeed also in the U.S. government. Ian Brzezinski is the other son. He has three kids. Mark Brzezinski, Clinton National Security Council, works for Obama. Mika Brzezinski, you see her every morning, this airhead with Scarborough on Morning Joe MSNBC. But then we have Ian Brzezinski, Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense in the Pentagon for NATO and Eastern Europe. He is undoubtedly one of the people who got this thing going, Ian Brzezinski. And, of course, he's also a top advisor to McCain. So in a certain way, between McCain and Brzezinski and Obama, you're going to get Brzezinski anyway. The difference, of course, is that with Obama as the face of imperialism, as we saw in Berlin, Obama basically says, I can get you the European troops and the European money that with McCain you can't get.
That's right. He can sell the suckers one more time.
Right, and he can get the Europeans to go and die in an apocalyptic war against Russia, whereas McCain's chances of doing that are inferior. Also, Obama's going to be a better strike breaker than McCain because he'll do it with left cover, and he can even use his goons, which even somebody like Clinton does not have. She does not have an army of goons in the way that Obama does.
But I want to continue with Obama, but let's get back into Russia. I mean, this was a very dangerous, reckless move by the oligarchs, by the New World Order, to do this.
Certainly. Let's just look at the ways this could escalate into World War III. One obvious one is you've got these 2,000 Georgian troops that have gone into Iraq at the behest of the U.S., and they wanted to go back to Georgia. Now, I would say to them, fine, do it on your own power. But no, we've had C-17 U.S. Air Force transports ferrying them back. Now, this is a very unfriendly act towards the Russians. Putin has complained.
Just started 2 days ago, bringing them into a hot battle zone.
Right, and there, according to NBC News, there were contacts between the State Department and the Russian Foreign Ministry to avoid an incident. And it was the Russians may say, well, we're going to shoot down these planes because those Georgian troops are going to start killing Russians and civilians as soon as they get here to the fighting front. That's one dimension. The other thing is you have It's difficult to know how many. At least 125 or maybe several hundred U.S. advisors are attached to the Georgian Defense Ministry to go with all of this hardware that the U.S. has been pouring in to Georgia, which the Russians, I hope, have now largely destroyed. But the possibility of some of those U.S. advisors getting killed and then a huge media spectacle around that has got to be factored in. Another point, the Black Sea. The Russians have put up a naval blockade on the Georgian ports in the Black Sea. Suppose the U.S., the British, the French, or the Ukrainian hotheads, also possible, or Romania, Bulgaria, we don't know. Those are now NATO states, right? Poland and the Balkans are basically in NATO. If they try to run the blockade, break the Russian blockade, and deliver ammunition and or even humanitarian, they would say, what really ammunition, I'm sure, then that could lead to an international incident.
A Lusitanian-type deal or Gulf of Tonkin.
It would be, a Cuban missile crisis in reverse, because the Russians would be there with a picket line, and if you don't stop and you don't submit to a search, they're gonna blow you up. Now, here's the most dangerous. Not only is Saakashvili and this Georgian regime the product of people power coup, color revolution, in this case it's the Roses Revolution, run by Brzezinski, financed by Soros, National Endowment for Democracy. Call this the left CIA. This is something you haven't seen that much. Well, you've seen it, but it hasn't been prominent internally. If you go to Ukraine, the group in Kiev, Yushchenko and Tymoshenko, the ice princess, right? This blonde with her braided blonde hair. She's a kleptocrat. She's a NATO agent and a kleptocrat. The Ukrainians are supporting Georgia. Now you've got one of these two Kaczynski twins in Poland. And what they've got is a front of Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Poland, Ukraine.
Russia starting similar conflicts. This can only be the start of a larger brush fire war. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Finally recognize the value of real silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that our founding fathers gave us a Republican form of government? Why is all you ever hear from our leaders is that we're a democracy? You can receive a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told the truth about why Russian communism seemingly has fallen? Why did our government let Mikhail Gorbachev come here? You can receive a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. 516-8736.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream.
Webster Tarpley's our guest today.
Poncho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as
Paul. Your calls are coming up in about 35 minutes. Talk about any subject you want with our guest. Any other issue.
For all the honest world feels.
Okay, we've gotten into the third one. You were saying most dangerous scenario with these now NATO or sub-NATO states. They all have different ethnic partitions right along the borders with Russia proper, Mother Russia. Perfect to start these Balkanization, divide and conquer conflicts. Continue.
Of the ones that I've mentioned, Poland is a full member of NATO. This should never have been done. The Polish regime is a collection of anti-Russian hotheads. Created in the image of Brzezinski. Brzezinski even says that he considered going back to Poland in the late 1990s and becoming president of the country and leading the leading the anti-Russian assault himself. Right now you have these two comical Kaczynski twins. There's a whole new world that people need to become familiar with, right? It simply will not do to know about Iraq and Saudi Arabia and Iran and the Persian Gulf and Afghanistan. The world is now much, much bigger. Brzezinski plays on an immensely bigger chessboard, tremendous adventurism, because look at this. When you have these clashes, right, the U.S. advisors on the ground in Georgia, U.S. ships in the Black Sea, U.S. planes coming in, ferrying in military supplies, you go immediately to superpower confrontation. You immediately have intercontinental ballistic missiles ready to go, H-bombs on them. This may or may not happen in the near future.
It's no longer toying with Arabs you're genociding and slaughtering who are fighting you with AK-47s.
Exactly. You're not dealing with defenseless states, right? Iran, of course, is not defenseless in the sense that it can project power to the Persian Gulf and maybe cut off the world's oil supply. But there's virtually no way they can strike into the United States. Now, with Russia and indeed with China, this is totally different. I would urge people to mobilize on this issue. We cannot have any U.S. money, soldiers, aid, stop this diplomatic support. Let me point out, in addition to the bellicose nonsense that you've heard from McCain, you know, he wants to kick the Russians out of the Group of Eight, and he looks into Putin's eyes and sees KGB. That's all very witty, I'm sure. Notice that Obama says he wants Georgia to become a NATO full member. So Obama, having seen the insanity of his fellow Brzezinski puppet, Saakashvili, the little Hitler, Obama says, yes, Let's put the entire weight of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, the U.S., Canada, Turkey, and all these Europeans, let's throw that into the scales behind a lunatic like Saakashvili. This disqualifies Obama. Obama also says the Russians have violated the sovereignty of Georgia and encroached on the sovereignty of Georgia. No, Senator, that's called hot pursuit. As soon as those Georgians murdered 2,000 civilians in the night of the 8th and the 9th, at that point, the countermeasures of the Russians are pure self-defense under the UN Charter. That's allowed under the UN Charter, and it becomes hot pursuit because you're chasing people that are trying to kill you.
Yeah, they couldn't run the main armies out and then let them regroup, which they were doing for a counter-assault. Once they were routed, they had to destroy them.
Yes, and remember that Saakashvili, this tin-pot little Hitler, tried the same thing back in 2004, and he was defeated. Also, remember, he's not democratic at all. There was a large mass movement against him. It was basically a color revolution in reverse, this time with real popular support. And Saakashvili immediately declared martial law, shut down the TV, kicked out the foreign journalists,
That's right.
and rounded up the opposition.
Yeah, he tortured and killed them with U.S. support. They've even used Georgia reportedly as a black site to take some of the torture victims to.
They're full NATO puppets. Now, The Russian position, of course, is that South Ossetians are Russian citizens. So you've killed 2,000 Russian citizens and several dozen of their troops. It's comparable to 9/11.
And in By this the case, way, the number's USA... going up, as you know, Webster. They're now digging a bunch of people out of the rubble. So it's going to be more than 2,000 dead civilians. Webster Tarpley, stay with us. We're going to go to break, come back, continue with this, then get into the social Darwinism, what drives the evil minds.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
Bottom line, we have an out-of-control elite who play with the world like it's their little toy. Am I saying Putin's good? No, he was caught staging bombings in 1999 so that he could create political support to come into office under a popular war with the Chechens backed by, again, the United States. You always find the Muslim extremist on a very short leash to this government. That's why it's so sick that they use them as cover, as decoys in the drills for the 9/11 attacks. Webster Tarpley, let me bring this up. How, if Brzezinski and the Rand Corporation and the Rockefeller clan mimicking what the British had done in the region at the turn of the last century, creating most of the nations in the Middle East, their modern borders, if they've always been used as a shield to overthrow democratically elected governments, intellectual governments, even pro-Western governments, but that won't be puppets. They use Muslim radicals to overthrow countries. Then they then fight with the Muslim radicals they've put in, you know, kind of this endless crisis creation. How do you see them using the Muslims that they've used, again, against the Serbs in the late 90s, against in the 80s, against the Russians? Brzezinski 6 months before in 79 having them attack Russian outposts in the north of Afghanistan, getting a Russian response. How do you see the Muslims, i.e. mainly the Wahhabist, Muslim majority, the 80% Sunni, how do you see them being used on the chessboard? Who are they? Are they a rook or are they just a pawn?
Well, Brzezinski is the father of modern Islamic fundamentalism. He argued, the Carter administration, that Muslim, fundamentalism was the great bulwark against Soviet communism. He installed Khomeini. He created Khomeini. Khomeini was a well-known, long-term British agent, had been used against the Shah during the Shah.
You know what, let's spend some time on that. I'm going to sit back. Let's spend some time on that, because I've researched that for listeners that have trouble believing that. That is true. Let's go back to 53. Let's explain the run-up to 79 and the Islamic Revolution and the Islamic State being set up.
Well, Mossadegh would belong, along with General Qassem of Iraq and Nasser of Egypt and any number of others, to the wave of progressive nationalistic military types in the Arab world, and it would have been the interest of the United States to cooperate with them for the modernization of the region and the ending of colonialism and imperialism. And this was the, even in the Eisenhower administration, the Suez policy of 1956, turning against the British, the French, and the Israelis in favor of the Arabs. That's what got the U.S. into the Middle East in any positive way in the first place. But the overthrow of Mossadegh is a joint operation of the British with Alan Dulles, Kermit Roosevelt, and the pro-Wall Street CIA forces.
And now, the father of Norman Schwarzkopf.
Yes, right, that too. And here's the thing. The Shah, the problem of the Shah is this. He had some positive features in the 1960s. Let me mention this white revolution. The mullahs of Iran are an expression of the latifundists, the huge landowners. They're a kind of a feudal class. They're a little bit like this feudal monster we have, the Dalai Lama, running around today that the Hollywood people think is spiritual. The Shah had this thing called the White Revolution, which was to break up the huge latifundia and actually have a land reform and to try to advance the country. Now, this was his last attempt in that regard. But Khomeini was deployed as a British agent. The idea in Iran was scratch a mullah and you'll find a British agent. That's basically correct. The Khomeini Revolution was a joint U.S.-British project, but the BBC, Persian Language Service, the Farsi Service, was the leading edge of this entire thing. Now, remember, the Shah, by now, politically is a monster, right? He's a reactionary. He's governing with the secret police. However, in terms of his economic stuff, he's got deals with the Soviets, deals with the Italians. He's going outside the realm of U.S. domination, and he's got reactors either started or about to start. He's got steel mills. He's got about $50 billion of tremendous development projects.
He made the mistake Serbia made. He was becoming independent.
He was becoming independent, and he was providing a way to see a country advance from medieval backwardness into the modern age with nuclear energy, steel mills, petrochemical, new airport, new subway system for Tehran, the port of Bandar Abbas. My entree into this was I knew that this guy, Loris Corbi of Italy, of the one of the great civil engineering companies of the world, who was building this new city of Bandar Abbas, now Bandar Khomeini. When Khomeini came in, he shut down all of this. He destroyed the Iranians would have long since been in the nuclear age. They would have had 10 or 20 peaceful nuclear reactors going, but it was Khomeini who stopped that. So Brzezinski basically says, look, we've got to stop economic development in the third world. The way we do it was with people like Pol Pot, trained in Paris.
Yeah, for those that don't know, let's flesh that out now some. He brags in two of his books that they helped Pol Pot and helped him kill 2 million people. He should be immediately arrested. This isn't us saying this. He writes this and says that, you know, we let him kill 2 million people and supported him, and I'm proud of what I did. And I can pull the quote up, but that's basically what he said. I mean, this is just the amazing type of activity. But I want to cover Pol Pot briefly. Then I want to go back to 1979, 1980. Then this stage deal with the, quote, Republicans doing a deal to have him grab hostages, then stage an event. But you have Brzezinski in the White House. Why would he then double back and betray Carter if you're saying he's the mastermind? I know he's a fellow traveler and very powerful. But then, you know, burn the Carter administration, which he ran and sat in via the Reagan administration with the Muslim Islamic Revolution over there for the weapons.
Now, remember, Brzezinski believes that Islamic fundamentalism is the number one bulwark against Soviet communism, so he foments that in Iran. That's where the whole thing begins, really. And then he sends in these teams into Afghanistan, as you said, to get the Soviets in there and begin to bring them down. Brzezinski fundamentally believes that he can use the Khomeini regime against the Soviets. This is the problem you have when you have a policy of what might be called appeasement, but really of turning these other countries into kamikaze puppets, suicidal pawns, expendable assets against your bigger enemy. That's the
wind-up toys
of the Brzezinski method, right? They, you know, you point them at the Russians and let them go. This cannot be avowed in public. Now, Brzezinski wanted to arm Khomeini, but he couldn't do it in public, and he needed a cover story. So he encouraged, in my view, encouraged the taking of the hostages as a piece of political theater that would allow him to continue U.S. military deliveries to Iran. And that's that. What is called Iran-Contra started under Carter. And the U.S. military deliveries to Iran never stopped. There's a guy called Stanley Pottinger who's involved, and the Brzezinski National Security Council, where they had Iranian representatives. The so-called Captain Seytoudeh was operating
under
the U.S. Navy.
And so the power never changes. They just remove a figurehead.
Yes, but again, it's part of this. The question is that you're trying to subvert those five critical republics in Central Asia: Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, and Tajikistan, and Turkmenistan. Right, the five big Soviet Central Asian republics. That's your target. Now, Brzezinski, therefore, has a public policy, and then he has the real policy. If you think about the accusation of appeasement against Obama, it's accurate as long as you know what appeasement is. You can imagine Obama acting as a puppet for Brzezinski, talking to the Iranians. He would say, your real enemy is the Russians, not us. You've got to oppose the Russians in the Caspian Sea. You need a navy in the Caspian Sea. We'll give you a navy in the Caspian Sea so you can stop those Russians from taking your oil. You want nuclear weapons? We'll give them to you. We have special nukes. They only go to Moscow. You want some of those? We'll give you some right away. There is no objection by Brzezinski to Iran as a nuclear power, but this cannot
how
be
said. How did Pakistan's armament and by the U.S. and England, how does that play into this larger chessboard?
I don't know if that's quite so connected. I mean, I think the U.S., obviously, what you say is true. That's how, you know, AQ Khan was working for the U.S. all along. But again, the Iranian one is the really big one, because Pakistan has to be destroyed because the geopolitical instinct is pro-Chinese. Iran can be used as a puppet because the geopolitical instinct, as I've argued, is anti-Russian. So Brzezinski would say to them, look, didn't I arm you under Iran-Contra? Didn't I give you everything you needed? Yes. Well, then let me do it again for you now. I can deliver everything you need under the table, but let's get you going against those nasty Russians. Ahmadinejad will be out by next year. There's a new power constellation. This is what Obama would talk about. See, under the neocons say, bomb Iran. Brzezinski, with Obama, says, no, talk to Iran, but destroy Pakistan. Remember, Obama
is
the
same more subtle system that we see growing out of Carter and then being implemented by the Reagan, really the Bush White House, the Bush 41-42 White House.
Yes, right.
Because what we're dealing with is with Iraq. I mean, I want to get your analysis on this. Same thing. They arm Iraq, tens of billions of dollars, have them attack Iran, then they tear each other up. And then you have the whole region descend down into another level.
Yeah, I have a whole chapter on the Carter administration, about a 40-page summary. People can't remember what a horror, how horrendous it was under the Carter-Brzezinski-Volcker regime. It was one of the qualitative turning points in American history. Concerning what you've just mentioned, the Iraq-Iran war. Now, here's the problem. Brzezinski installs Khomeini. The Shah is driven out by Carter and Brzezinski. They stab him in the back. At that point, there's a military government, or Bakhtiar, a reasonable kind of
Shah dies of a 24-hour cancer.
Government. And then the Khomeini comes in, and when Khomeini shuts down all the development projects because they're not Islamic in his view, the country begins to fall apart. Now, they realize that Khomeini is going to be out within 6 months. The only way to stabilize Khomeini is to go to Saddam Hussein and say, if you attack, you'll have an easy victory. So you play Saddam Hussein against Iran. This leads to a war that goes on for the best part
of
a decade.
Knowing that will create nationalism and will actually strengthen the Islamic revolution.
It will keep Khomeini in power. Now, all of this on Brzezinski's watch. So you've got the Soviet-Afghan war, unleashed by
but that's
Brzezinski.
Really what the neocons have been doing. Saber rattling has made Iran more hardline and made the government more popular at a point where they were about to topple.
Well, I would say there was a serious last-ditch attempt by Cheney to bomb Iran, most likely with nuclear weapons, last August, September. That was the rogue B-52. He tried as hard as he could, and he came within a hair's breadth.
But we just learned that they're trying to paint up the PT boats and have a conflict over there.
I don't see an attack on Iran. I would rule it out. The U.S. and the British do not want it, and the Israelis seem to have bought into the new strategy. In other words, their prominence in the Georgian picture indicates to me that the Israelis have seen that there will be no attack on Iran. There is, however, an attack on Pakistan going on right now. We've got the other side of it. The Turkmenistan Islamic Party is a puppet group of patsies in Chinese Turkestan, Xinjiang province, right, the northwest of China.
Who have now suddenly started rattling sabers and delivering their videos to the CIA front intel center.
Right, and they run probably through the Pakistani ISI or maybe directly. Right, Chosu Dubsky has an interesting article about this. But the idea is that terrorism in China is also being stoked with Tibetans, with these Turkmen, or basically, they're all Turks. They're all Muslim Turks between the Caspian Sea and Mongolia, Tibet. It's a Turkish area largely. Tajikistan, I guess, is the exception. So there are a whole bunch of Muslim Turks. And they can be used now, along with the Tibetans and along with the democracy freaks, the Amnesty International Human Rights Watch crew, to try to destabilize the government of China. But now, let's also think, what's the new face of false flag terrorism? Let me suggest, I was in Amsterdam, Holland, a couple of weeks ago, the Docs on the Docks series, and I showed a bunch of pictures. Let's see what the new face of terrorism is. Cho at Virginia Tech. You look at him, well, he's Korean, but he might be Chinese, so he's a crazy Oriental, Korean, he's not a Manchurian candidate,
And now in the middle of the Olympics, you have a Chinese guy killing two people, and it's hyped like aliens have landed.
But let's do, Cho is one. Kazmierczak, Northern Illinois University. He's a left-wing student with social justice concerns. He doesn't like the way the criminal justice system
goes. The other Chinese guy that ran around a few years ago shooting the 14 dare hunters.
And then I would then include the Unabomber. This is not quite as recent, but the idea of ecological terrorism. If you're a polluter, if your carbon footprint is too big, maybe the new Unabomber or Earth First or somebody like this will come and visit you. Then we have the classic ones done by the British against Russia to signal the coming of the new policy, which is Litvinenko, a Russian from the KGB with nuclear terrorism. Don't think about the relations. Just think about the sort of pictorial memes of the myth. Litvinenko is one. Politkovskaya. Now, she's a Russian journalist who's assassinated, and they immediately blame Putin. All indications are that this comes from the Berezovsky stable. Boris Berezovsky, Russian oligarch, now working for British intelligence. Let's see what else we can think of. Ilyas Akhmadov. This is, of course, the Chechen ambassador here. He's the ambassador of the main Chechen terrorist organization, the one with Basayev and Maskhadov, run by the CIA, which they are I would say they're the people who blew up those buildings in Moscow in 1999. They're the ones who did the theater, the school in Beslan, and also the hospital in southern Russia in 1995. The Chechens have now claimed probably 1,000 to 1,500 dead. So the Russians, if you add up the butcher's bill, the Russians have suffered from international terrorism at least as much as the U.S. in 9/11. But let's look at Akhmadov, right? He's here because Zbigniew Brzezinski lobbied to get him asylum. He's now being paid with your money, State Department stipend under the Reagan-Fassel program. He's living in a nice house here in Woodley Park by the zoo. He has an office at the National Endowment for Democracy. He gets a secretary, a travel budget, a public relations budget, all courtesy of the U.S. taxpayer. Now, the Russians have repeatedly said, this is a terrorist. You've got to extradite him. We want to put him on trial. The U.S. says, no, he's a democratic force. As long as he's anti-Putin, it means that he's democratic. When you had that Beslan school in September of 2004, the Russian press was full of this attack was planned in London and Washington. I believe it's actually quite correct. So if you add up these faces, right, Cho, Kazmierczak, Litvinenko in particular, the Unabomber, and then somebody like Ilyas Akhmadov. I think that's a composite of memes from which you can see the probably various kinds of false flag terrorism that are now likely to be unleashed. And again, it's not just Chechens, right? It could be the FARC. Right? We saw this tremendous media circus around this woman, Betancourt.
Stay there.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job
How dare you?
Otto, what do you think about the comics like Jesse Ventura on 9/11?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like old Bandit Run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some devil mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down.
We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then we are back right here on the network, 9 to 1 on the Genesis feeds, 24 hours a day at InfoWars.com. We do the 4-hour show, then for 20 hours it re-airs back-to-back, so you missed Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and his analysis of what happened in Russia, very similar to Tar Police. That'll be re-airing when this show ends in about 1 hour and 4 minutes from now. We're going to take your calls, wide open phones in the next hour at 1-800-259-9231. Any subject you want to discuss, Webster has agreed to ride shotgun with us. We always enjoy having him on with us. 1-800-259-9231. Interesting story I'll cover later in the next hour. Beijing Olympics 2008 opening ceremony, giant firework footprints faked. And that's the kind of stuff China and Russia and every government, all governments are evil and wicked and corrupt. But who is the dominant global force? Well, that is, as Tarpley calls it, the Anglo-American Empire. Doesn't matter. They're all corrupt. They're all bad. We're just cold-bloodedly analyzing how they're fighting with each other and what they're doing. Remember, the state is the enemy of the people, bottom line, throughout history. The problem is there's always other states trying to come in and take over your state. So it's a very, very serious equilibrium that has to be held with the size of the state. But again, we'll continue with Tarpley here in just a moment. Don't forget, I am a documentary filmmaker. I have made 19 films. The latest is Truth Rising. And it's got Zbigniew Brzezinski being confronted in it by the young Luke Radowski and him saying, sit down and shut up. And it's got everybody else from Geraldo Rivera to Barack Obama to Hillary Clinton to John McCain being confronted. And then it's got Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura, the good guys in it. It's got Democracy Now's Amy Goodman talking about bombs in the building. It's got George Carlin right before he died talking about an inside job on 9/11. It's got the police trying to plant bombs on 9/11 activists. I mean, I really can't describe how powerful. But this is probably the best view of any film I've made, the most entertaining. I mean, you talk about short attention span theater. It just moves from issue to issue, really grabbing people in a way, in a different way than my other films. Truth Rising, available at InfoWars.com on DVD, or watch it right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. All 19 of my films, the fourth hour every day, we go live with the video cam in studio and the document cam and, of course, the guest cam, the online cam. And we give you exclusives here on the stream in the fourth hour. I'm also you get exclusive extras when you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, like an hour and a half plus with in-game 1.5. The little addendum to Endgame that PrisonPlanet.tv members got. It's just a great system, PrisonPlanet.tv, and your support of PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, makes so much of what we do here possible. So I want to thank all the members of PrisonPlanet.tv and encourage those that are not members to become members today. You can also go to the website, Infowars.com, to check out the physical online shopping cart where you get physical books and videos, great for your library, in the highest quality, like Webster Tarpley's two books we carry, Synthetic Terror, the latest edition, and, of course, Barack Obama, the Postmodern Coup, and many other books and videos that we cover and carry at Infowars.com. You can also call toll-free to get in-game films like Truth Rising, books like Obama, the Postmodernist Coup, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We'll be right back in 70 seconds with the fourth hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles. All available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than a...
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now already into the fourth and final hour of this worldwide broadcast against tyranny. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, TruthNews.us. And you can also watch us live every day when we do this fourth hour. Sometimes we do the whole show, but always the fourth hour, live video streaming at PrisonPlanet.tv. Going back to Webster Tarpley, when we come back in the next segment, we will take your calls for the balance of the hour. Webster, finishing up with what you expect to see in this election, I know you think that the greater of two evils is Barack Obama. I myself see it as a huge distraction, but I understand you're saying his star appeal, and I agree, will bring people into the fold to support the corporate fascism. It'll give them the grassroots cover they need. So I agree with you, he's the most dangerous candidate. I just psychologically have divorced myself so much from the two parties and fully understanding their puppets that I can't even really see Obama, I guess, as many other people see him. But in closing, in the 3.5 minutes we have left in this opening segment, other key points you'd like to make?
Well, I would say, first of all, if you get Obama with the Democratic Congress, you will have the full fury of the fascist corporate state in terms of that economic austerity, killer austerity, genocidal austerity that I talked about, under green, polar bear, snail daughter auspices, third world solidarity, and possibly even this other question of reparations to this or that ethnic group, which would also be a very explosive recipe. If you get McCain, I would say you get a tired old lame duck who is going to be a lame duck from the first moment he gets there. He'll be quacking in his inaugural address. And he will be faced by a very hostile Democratic Congress, giving us gridlock. This is the best outcome we could get under that scenario, would be the gridlock. So in this sense, McCain is actually a lesser evil than Obama. The Democrats try to scare you with McCain. They tell you that he's going to put in these fascist judges. Well, the Democrats can filibuster those judges if they want to. So don't try to scare us with that. With Mrs. Clinton, I think you get a much more open-ended project. This is somebody who responds to public opinion through triangulation, but she does respond, and her history during the primaries has been to move more and more towards New Deal positions, at least verbally, and that's what we've got to work with at this point. And this would also allow a solution that would not be McCain and not be Obama. That's the merit of Mrs. Clinton, is that she's not McCain and she's not Obama. And I think there is going to be a movement to try to get her nominated and perhaps even to change the outcome of the convention. But I think the principal idea is you've got to build a movement. The way you build a movement is figure out what the financiers want most and oppose them. I would not say that the state is always the enemy. My analysis of history is different. I would say financier oligarchs, feudal aristocrats in the more distant past, financiers, finance oligarchs, bankers are the enemy. And if you look at the origin of the modern state under somebody like John Galeazzo Visconti in Milan in the about 1400, if you look then at Louis the 11th of France in the 1470s, 1480s, and Henry the 7th of England, the Earl of Richmond, the guy who got rid of Richard the 3rd, what you see there is an alliance of the king, that is the state, with the bourgeoisie, the cities, and the peasantry against what? Against feudal oligarchs who are already transforming themselves into banking oligarchs,
yeah,
financiers.
Well, Webster, my point is that big states are the most abusive throughout history. It breeds corruption. The corrupt come in to suck out of it. And so then look at what the oligarchs always want. They always want a big state as their tool to control populations, destroy middle classes, wage war on the bourgeoisie using the commie terms. We'll be right back with Webster Tarpley and your phone calls right here on the one, the only, Genesis Communications Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do.
And then look at what the oligarchs always want. They always want a big state as their tool to control populations, destroy middle classes, wage war on the bourgeoisie using the commie terms. We'll be right back with Webster Tarpley and your phone calls right here on the one, the only, Genesis Communications Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water. And it's that's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we've got Webster Tarpley with us for the rest of the hour, an in-depth interview today with him on the economy, the election, on what's happened in Russia, in future actions. Before we go any further, Webster, is there anything else you want to add concerning the geopolitical climate we're in right now before we go to calls?
Certainly. I think right now you've got to also look at the situation in Europe, because one of Brzezinski's main goals, of course, is to play Europe against Russia, too. Normally, Europe would gravitate towards Russia right now because of the oil, the natural gas, the epicenter of the current world economic breakdown crisis, the Bush economic depression, is, of course, London and New York. They've been hit hardest, and other people have been hit hard because they've gotten into bed with London and New York. There's a whole school of opinion in France, Germany, Italy, on the continent, that it's time now to orient towards the Russians, east-west trade, oil for technology, mutually beneficial economic development. So Brzezinski's got to destroy that, and what he wants to use is that cordon sanitaire, or that, you know, that unsanitary cordon of Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Poland, and Ukraine to begin cutting off the natural gas. The Russians, of course, are going around that by building a pipeline down the middle of the Baltic so that they can deliver guaranteed energy without the Ukrainians and the Poles skimming or cutting it off or provoking or the rest of this stuff. Remember, we have to thank, ironically enough, in this terrible situation, we have to thank Sarkozy, of all people, and Merkel for blocking the attempt by Brzezinski to bring Georgia and Ukraine into NATO as members, or at least get that going, at the last NATO meeting back in April. Remember, Obama wants Georgia in NATO. The Washington Post want them in there. We've got to say no. No NATO membership for this bandit, thug, kleptocrat regime. The other thing is the Italian position right now. The Italian government is Berlusconi. This just shows you what kind of a situation we're in. Berlusconi, of course, is this dirty character that everybody knows, but he's also a friend of the Russians, and the Italians have gone very, very far in this east-west trade, oil for technology kind of stuff, and they've got a history of building, you know, huge automobile plants, right? The Togliatti Fiat plant that built all those Ladas that are still running. The Italians are saying, the foreign minister Frattini is saying, we cannot transform the European Union into an anti-Russian bloc. So Georgia, get lost, stay out there. I've also been in touch with my friend Giulietto Chiesa, member of the European Parliament in Brussels. You remember he's the one who did the Zero documentary. I was in Milan last November. We had 500 people in an auditorium with Dario Fo, Nobel Prize for Literature and probably the most read playwright in the world today. There's an anthology also called Zero with essays by all sorts of people, among them yours truly. So Giulietto Chiesa is leading a publicity effort in Europe to try to show people that Georgia is this bunch of pawns of Brzezinski. So there's also a lot of work to be done vis-a-vis the Europeans, trying to get them to break away. In other words, don't become a lemming for Obama like those poor Germans at the victory column there, the Siegessäule in the middle of Berlin. Don't go with that, but rather dump Obama. I'm very glad to say my book, Obama the Postmodern Coup, is coming out in a German edition in the Kopp Verlag, that is K-O-P-P, which will be hitting the newsstands fairly soon, in time for the Frankfurt Book Fair, among other things. I'm also coming out in Japan, because there's another place. The Japanese have said very clearly, there was a successful summit of Prime Minister Fukuda with President Hu of China. The Japanese defense minister said, the biggest threat to us is chaos in China. This is a way of saying, dear Zbigniew, we will not be a staging area for your attacks on China. In Taiwan, the KMT, the Kuomintang Party, has made a comeback, kicking out the U.S. puppets, the DPP Green Party, or Democratic Progressive Party. Get rid of them. Put in people who are reasonable, who realize that their future is a rapprochement with China and mutually beneficial trade.
Okay, Webster, I got to stop you there because I want to give some time to callers. I have to say, everything you're saying is accurate about what's happening in the world. I don't disagree with about 95% of what you're saying. The problem is there's more to all of this. It is a fact that the CIA backed the communists against the Japanese in China. It is a fact, now declassified, that the CIA, and David Rockefeller's written editorials in the New York Times saying this, wanted the communist Chinese to come to power so that they could use them in China. It is a fact that Armin Hammer and the Rockefellers and the big foundation monies pumped billions into Russia from its founding, overthrowing the czars, for British intelligence in 1917, right through into the 80s. And it and you're right, they attack with both sides, and they're always trying to gobble up republics. I mean, you know, they basically attack from all angles, from within, from without, always creating a neo-mercantile system which leaves all nation states weak and vulnerable and basically starving and infighting with regional and religious conflicts. I just want to point out that we're not saying China's good or Russia's good or anybody's good here. You can disagree if you want. It's that you have this evil global corporate management system that was developed out of London, the city of London. And I just don't want to oversimplify this where America and England and Israel are the bad guys and everybody else are the good guys. All these countries are engaging in oppression and in corruption. And that's the nature of society. And I'm just trying to get people to see the bigger picture of how these big tectonic forces are colliding into each other.
Well, let's look at the heart of the world problem right now is this mass of derivatives, this cancerous mass of kited derivatives.
And that was
a
financial weapon system by the central banks while the dollar was still the world reserve currency. They made a mad dash to buy up all the real infrastructure of the world, buy up the defense contractors, media of the world, to set up their global corporate empire off of the yolk, like an egg, off of the sustenance that was the United States. Now they want to leave us holding the financial bag for that collapse while they've moved into safe havens, then bring in a third world police state here and use the United States as a military enclave to produce modern Hessian soldiers for the new global corporate state that is shucked any connection to any original nation state.
But remember now, let's use my estimate of 1 quadrillion, it's probably 1.5 quadrillion or maybe a lot more.
But well, it's 6,000 trillion that we know of.
Well, yes, but I'm saying one. Well, you want to say 2 quadrillion. Fine, 2 quadrillion is ballpark, perfectly good. Where is that centered? Well, about a quarter of that is just J.P. Morgan Chase. And when you add up the rest of the U.S., you'll get up to well over half. You'll get up to probably two-thirds of the derivatives, and the rest are in London. So there you see where the center of this cancer is. To say that Russia is the same as this.
No. I'm saying they're just not as powerful. Absolutely. The Anglo-American establishment flooded the world with this liquidity to get everybody in debt and get real assets. Now they're going to leave us holding the bag. So I don't, quote, see the U.S. now becoming a sub-player in all this. That was a foregone conclusion. I'm saying now the New World Order, the Anglo-American Empire, as you call it, is moving to that transcendent point where they sit above all the nation states with their private intelligence networks in Russia, in China, in Israel, in the U.S., just playing us all off against each other.
I don't believe that they have total world control. No, I don't. I think that there are real conflicts in the world.
I don't think they have total world control. I'm saying they are dominant.
Dominant up to a point, but fading fast. And Obama is really a flight forward, a desperate bid to give this a facelift, to give it a new lease on life. And if you block Obama, you're going to be dealing with a severely weakened imperialism under conditions of much greater difficulty in organizing mass consensus.
Okay, I'm going to skip this break for people behind the scenes watching on PrisonPlanet.tv and listening on the exclusive InfoWars.com streams. And then at 24 after, I promise, no more pontificating by myself or Webster. It's all great info. Steve, Rico, Elliot, Cliff, Jeff, and many others. We're going to go right to you in about 5 minutes. But how does it affect the American people? Let's be centered on ourselves for a minute. And take the local regional view for North America. What is better for the American people, for the empire to crumble and fall apart, or for us to mindlessly support it? Obviously, I believe mindlessly supporting it, they will only rape us that much more financially and physically, and so it is good to let this fall apart.
I would go with the populists, those prairie farmers back in 1890 meeting in Omaha, and they formulated the Populist Party program, which basically said a mass movement needs to take over the government and turn it against Rockefeller, Morgan, and the Wall Street Group. And I don't think that has changed. That's what we should be doing.
So we need a Golden Cross speech.
Yes, although he's you know, that's William Jennings Bryan. He's not really an organic representative of this. He is at least a politician who grew up in that milieu, and he's trying to fight Wall Street. Again, maybe he's not a good example. But if you want to think who's like us, who's isolated like we are, or relatively with not that much money, take those populists of 1890, and I think their strategy is valid. Now, you want to oppose the empire. You also want to construct an economic alternative to this. And for me, this is clear. The New Deal methods worked then. They will work now.
Oh, yeah. It's turned us into a bunch of dependents, broken down the family. The same foundations you talk about.
Yeah, this is not, this
hey,
is
Webster,
not the New Deal.
Webster,
the New Deal has been gone for 40 years.
Hey, Webster, 100 years ago, the big foundations, as you know, wrote how they were going to get us addicted to government. But see,
look, I tell you, the populace in Omaha said the government is going to belong to us. The goal is not get government out of your life. The goal is you take over the government. Now, Milton Friedman, of course, from the Rockefeller Chicago School, says government is always the problem. I don't buy that. Wall Street, finance oligarchs.
See, that's only one hand of the elite. Soros. That's only one hand. They claim they don't want government, but in truth, they do want big government to suck off us with corporate welfare.
Again, I don't. This.
Hold on, Webster. We're going to behind the scenes. I want to abbreviate this. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Go ahead. Now we got 4 minutes.
I don't see that as the meaningful distinction. In other words, you right now you've got the question of foreclosures. If you leave this to the market, or if you leave it to the stuff we've got in place right now, we're going to have millions and millions of people thrown out of their homes, and we're going to have millions and millions of domestic refugees and homeless. How do you stop that? You do it with a uniform federal law. No foreclosures. Foreclosures are over. You foreclose, you go to Leavenworth on a home, on a farm, on a business, a taxi company, a trucking company.
Well, then people just stop paying completely, and then things really implode.
Right.
And then we owe interest on all that debt to the bankers.
But no, we're going to wipe them out. In other words, what do you do with the quadrillion or 2 quadrillion of derivatives is you wipe them out. You could do it two ways. You can do it with a law that simply says derivatives are illegal, because they are, as they were up until the early 1990s, or my method, tax them out of existence. Put a 1% Tobin tax or
And because they're so, because they're blind shorting, naked shorting, and there's no real money behind it, they won't even belly up for a 1%?
Well, yeah, we're paying, I don't know what the sales tax in Texas is. It's 5% in Maryland.
It's 7.
And you don't pay it on groceries. In Virginia, it's 5 to 7, and you pay it on groceries. The groceries is a big part of it. How come the Wall Street finance oligarchs can't pay their fair share? How about that Tobin tax, that securities transfer tax? On, if it's 2 quadrillion of derivatives, a 1% tax, and suppose two-thirds of that is in the U.S., you're up to about 1.2.
Well, derivatives are predominantly global, and so the global government will have to implement that?
But no, wait. There's no global government. There's the United States government, using sovereign economic powers, can tax J.P. Morgan Chase and say, well, you have 500
Well,
trillion.
You said the Tobin tax, and that was introduced as a world tax.
I have a better way to do it, which is not just to tax foreign exchange transactions, but to tax all financial turnover. It would be a speculation tax. Right now, 40% of the price of oil, or 50%, is pure speculation. What are you going to do about that? If you want the market, that speculation will get even worse, because even the regulatory regime we have, which is a joke, will be gone. They'll be gouging you without surcease. What you've got to do is to say, all right, you want to speculate, you're going to pay a 1% Tobin tax on all the derivatives.
Well, you could also make it illegal to engage in all this leveraging where they don't even put money in.
You're right. But now you're talking about government action dictated by the people against the financiers. That's all it comes down to. Take over the government, use it against...
Well, here's an example, Webster. Look at government education and what it's done. Before, we didn't have government education. We have the smartest, most educated people in the world. Now I hear people in stores talking about Russians attacking Georgia in the U.S.
There's a historical watershed that you've got to be aware of. In 1968, the New Deal came to an end. And this was by the folly of Johnson, by the
Vietnam War. And they gave us the Great Society.
And all the rest. What we've had for 40 years after that is the rule of the reactionary Republicans.
Is the social engineering is what we've had. We have had the eugenicist carrying this out while the bleeding heart liberals run around saying, help the poor people.
This is all relevant, but the thing you got to focus on is production. The deindustrialization.
I'm telling you this. Any government system you come up with, no matter how well-meaning, will be hijacked by the oligarchs, and it always is.
Well, then it sounds like we live in a hopelessly fallen world. And
no, if we remove a lot of the taxation mechanisms against us, I'm all for taxing them. But you notice we'll never get that.
Been done in the past, and the New Deal was essentially that, and it can be done again.
Okay, we're coming back to the main transmission right now.
Okay.
I want to come in with intro music, folks. I want to take phone calls. We're talking to Webster Tarpley. Here we go.
I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a 9, so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo, but somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I'd die for a living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building.
He is the author of Obama, the Postmodernist Coup, available at Infowars.com. Your phone calls right now. Steve in Chicago, you're on the air worldwide as we blast out on AM and FM dial across the country, global shortwave at WWCR, the internet at Infowars.com, and of course, with now more than 60,000 people a day pulling our free podcast. If you haven't done it, check it out. Listen how you want, when you want, where you want. And of course, number one on Shoutcast, number one on the internet for radio listeners. Webster Tarpley, continuing. With your analysis, let's get the take of the callers. Steve in Chicago, you're on the air worldwide.
Well, first of all, I want to say I'm talking to two fine men. Secondly, you guys have been turned around backwards on this situation with Russia. You didn't even report that last month, it was July 25th, that Putin had threatened the United States with stationing atomic bombers in Cuba.
Putin has been warning the U.S. loyally all through 2007 at that Munich Wehrkunde meeting in the springtime. He talked about this neocon striving for U.S.
Stop, Tarpley. I'm going to let you get to it in a minute. Because this is, Steve, you can't listen to 4 hours every day. I don't believe it. I have been saying for the last however many months since this was said, I talk about that every week. I talk about their foreign minister saying, if you keep moving weapon systems and troops and training and destabilizing in Poland and in Czech Republic and in Georgia and in Ukraine and in all these areas and in the stands and moving your military in, we're going to start moving nukes near you. And I have said that on record. So go ahead.
Okay, so you're reporting your point of view. You don't ever mention the people in Eastern and Central Europe talking about a domino theory where the situation is the dialectic. In other words, Russia.
Hold on a minute. Russia is shrinking, not getting bigger. It wasn't Russia that snuck attacked a U.S. military base last Thursday night. It was the United States, which isn't our government anymore. I'm just stating facts. I can't stand communist or leftism or any of this stuff. I'm here trying to give you a real geopolitical view into this. Did Georgia not blow the hell out of an entire city and massacre a bunch of Russian troops and peacekeepers out of a clear blue sky where they've been since 1991? In a ceasefire in two areas that have always been part of Russia, Ossetia. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. If what you say were true, the first thing they would have done was blow that tunnel between the Ossetia and North Ossetia, the Roki Tunnel. You can only get tanks or trucks in.
Hold on. What are you saying? I'm lying about.
Well, what I'm saying is...
I mean, Georgia admits they snuck attack Russia.
I doubt that. There were...
What on... Hold on a minute. I'm going to put you on hold. This is too insane. Okay, I mean, Georgia, Tarpley, what do you say to something like this?
Well, this is the U.S. media line. This is CNN. This is what Bush says. This is what Zalmay Khalilzad says at the United Nations, what McCain says and what Obama says. And it's a big lie. It's a Goebbels big lie. The aggressor is Georgia. You have whatever the status quo was. The Russian peacekeepers were there under a signed agreement with the Georgian government from 15 years
ago. And let
me
add, the Georgians had already been taking pot shots at the Russian troops and citizens, beating people up, killing them in the outlying towns around Ossetia. Ethnic cleansing, that's why the Russians had to come in 1992, 93. And then let me expand, they shut the water off to Ossetia a month ago and already had them under siege.
And they basically had a campaign of bombings and assassinations building up to this. So it's a cynical, orchestrated plan by Georgia. Now, the Russians see it coming, and they say, fine, you want to attack, we'll be ready for you. And they have.
And the minute they attack, they took the bridge and the tunnels. But look, Steve, I don't think...
I would also ask, ultimately, beyond all the details, you want to have your children incinerated in a thermonuclear fireball for the sake of that bandit, that little Hitler Saakashvili? That's crazy.
Look, I'm going to come back to you, Steve. We're going to skip this break, too, for InfoWars.com listeners. Got to go to those streams, folks. But, I mean, this is completely... Steve, I'm blown away here. You think I'd go on air and lie to you about Georgia attacking Russia? I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, are you serious, Steve? Bring Steve back up.
He's there.
Steve, are you there? All right, we're going to go to break and see if we can get Steve raised back up on the phone. Steve, it's just incredible. I mean, all I do is report the facts here, and I'm living in la-la land. More of your calls right now. Stay with us. Webster, this is just getting too crazy when people are in total denial. Are you still there, Steve, or did you hang up? I guess Steve...
Okay, it looks like it dropped off.
Steve finally dropped off. Steve, you can call back at 1-800-259-9231 if you can get back in. Webster, that is just flabbergasting. All the media, the footnotes, if you'll just read the bottom of the articles, admit Georgia ran a sneak attack, and he's saying we're making stuff up?
Robert Kagan, the neocon Robert Kagan in the Washington Post yesterday says, we're not interested in the details of how this started. In other words, the massacre of 2,000 people in the middle of the night. Forget those details. Let's look at the big picture.
Well, the Russians had to move in there, or it would have set a precedent for them to start leveraging into Russia proper.
Yeah, imagine, this is direct killing of Russian soldiers.
Attacking police bases, military bases, blowing the daylights out of them, midnight sneak attack, admitted, then CNN shows the Georgian missile launchers firing and says they're Russian. That's now come out. I mean, just they treat the public like they're complete idiots, and I guess some of them really want to be lied to.
And look, this is the same media that brought you 9/11 and the Iraq War and Obama, and now they're trying to bring you this. And also the ones 2 years ago when the Israelis invaded Lebanon, we were supposed to sympathize with the Israelis.
Yeah, they called that a Lebanese attack.
Right. Same thing. Hezbollah is really bad, yeah. All right, so this is, it's just a fraud. And the first Gulf War, and now the
Oh, listen, I had a news guy at the local radio station do a show at, syndicated on Sundays, kind of argue with me, and he was going, you're saying Georgia attacked? And I'm just going, you know what, I can't deal with this anymore. I mean, I just...
There's also the question of the bombing of Kosovo and Serbia.
I know the media said the Serbs attacked when for years we had this Al-Qaeda being funded attacking.
Yeah, you have the KLA or UCK, which is this terrorist gun-running,
drug-dealing,
drug-running, slave-running organization. You're supposed to sympathize with them. Anyway,
let's take another call.
Have eyes and see not.
Rico in Toronto, you're on the air. Come on ahead, Rico.
Okay, yeah, thanks. I was going to say, it seems the more things change, the more they stay the same. Like, take for example, the illegal alien situation. In the late 60s, early 70s, like like all these radical groups were always funded and controlled by like big foundations, big money, and they were actually encouraged to have problems to create problems, should I say, so that basically the police would come, the state would come.
Yeah, so they can balkanize. Same thing with the Black Panthers. They go in and radicalize. Stay there, right. Rico. We're coming back on the main broadcast. I want to get Webster's Tarpley take on that, then I'll give you a counterpoint or another statement or question after that with Rico in Toronto, then Elliot, Jeff, Cliff, and others. We got to move quick with calls, though, because I want to get a lot of your questions in. Here we go. Okay. We were just talking to Rico on the InfoWars.com behind-the-scenes streams. You go to InfoWars.com. Those specific exclusive streams have the behind-the-scenes. We are talking to Rico in Toronto. He brought up how the big foundations fund La Raza, Mecha, the radical black separatist groups, all of this to get us all fighting with each other. And so then they can radicalize peaceful groups. So those groups never get true equality or freedom or economic mobility. They get neutralized, bitter, and filled with hate. More balkanization. Webster Tarpley.
This is an absolutely critical theme, and you're absolutely right. If you look, first of all, at Obama, he is more than anything else a product of the foundations. His mother was an operative for the Ford Foundation. Obama has worked for the Gamaliel Foundation, the Joyce Foundation, gun control, the Woods Fund, the Annenberg Foundation, playing black parents against the black teachers union. His friend Bernardine Dorn gets huge money from the MacArthur Foundation. My research for my next book, which is Barack H. Obama, The Unauthorized Biography, reveals that the Weathermen were actually founded with a Ford Foundation grant. Certainly Floyd McKissick, Stokely Carmichael, the worst firebrands, Rap Brown, these characters, the people who opposed Martin Luther King with their incendiary rhetoric, all foundation-funded. And as you correctly point out, the worst provocateurs of the Hispanic community, the people who talk this insanity about, you know, carving up the United States, they're also foundation-funded. Obama has friends like Khalidi and a bunch of others. This is the foundation-funded pro-U.S. wing of the PLO. Among the Native Americans, you got a guy like Ward Churchill, who is essentially in the same corner. The pervasive activity of these foundations is one of the things that's destroying American society. Obama is somebody who says he was a community organizer for the Gamaliel Foundation. What he's really saying is, I was a poverty pimp for the foundation world where the Ford Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation dominate. This is one of the principal things about Obama. This is what he comes from, his world, that stuff about the bitter clingers, the people who cling to religion and guns and anti-trade. That is the foundation trilateral point of view. You cannot have a president who hates the American people. In the case of Obama, he does hate the American people, and therefore he's going to attack this austerity program with great gusto. Unlike Carter, who probably had some Christian scruples about it, Obama will have nothing of the sort because he's been worshiping in a Ford Foundation church, that Reverend Jeremiah Wright, with Dwight Hopkins as an operative of the Ford Foundation. Reverend Otis Moss got through college with the Ford Foundation. This whole James Cone black liberation theology is, again, the Ford Foundation Union Theological Seminary school of this stuff. And it is designed to perpetuate racial conflict.
Absolutely. And they fund all these groups. They do it to get everybody at each other's throats.
And then
the racial tension becomes real, and then it's a dynamo which just builds up force and strength. Anything else, Rico?
My second point, something you had brought up a couple weeks ago when you were talking about the anthrax letter that the Bush enemy received.
Yes.
I remember reading quickly just the Roman Empire, and it was the same thing. It was the same thing. Cicero, a little bit before Caesar came into power, Cicero was saying how the enemies of Rome need to be dealt with. I've received letters. I have letters that say that a couple senators are going to be mass assassinated, so we need to clamp down. This worked 1,000 years ago. It works again. It's the same thing. Like, nothing's changed.
Well, that's what's incredible. I appreciate your call. Yeah, I bought a high school textbook. Was it Barnes & Noble? It's like, I think it's 3,000 years of revolution. And it's pretty accurate, actually. But you just look at every country and just the thousands of revolutions and all the subterfuge and backstabbing and Machiavellian activity and elites and cloak and dagger. And then somehow they taught the American people the last 100 years that none of that exists. Everything's fine. Go back to sleep. And if we say anything on this show, it's just start looking around you and realizing that when these elites get out of control and these warlords and these banker warlords start fighting with each other, the oligarchy, as Webster calls them, when these moneyed, noble interests start battling with each other, we don't matter in the equation. We get hurt real bad. And this is just a game of chess for them. I mean, people say, well, why do they want more power? They're already so rich. Well, anybody who knows rich people knows they want even more. They want power. They want control. And to deny that there are people that want power and control is to deny history. Webster, I want to go calls quickly, but how did we get to the point, do you think, of the average person? They're now coming out of this delusion and this mesmerized smokescreen, but people to say, oh, there's no subterfuge, there's no corruption, there's no influence, there's no behind the scenes. You're a crazy, dangerous conspiracy theorist. How were they able to inculcate that in people's minds?
Well, it's a long process of degradation. I think that the central question is probably the deindustrialization of the United States initiated by Volcker under trilateral Carter and Brzezinski auspices, and then continued with the union busting of the Reagan years, the systematic decline in the standard of living. So it's about minus two-thirds of what it had been around 1966 or
1967. And so people are having to work twice as hard just to keep the illusion going, and so they physically are just disconnected, saying, I don't care.
There's also the more recently, Obama could not have broken through if the Democratic Party had not been in chaos, and part of that is Pelosi. Pelosi came in with the mandate of stopping the Iraq war, and she brought the...
And instead she's ruled with an iron fist saying no.
And what we then had is, as soon as that was in power, then Al Gore comes out of the woodwork with his demagogic, fake global warming campaign to break the momentum against Bush and against the Iraq war. And then by the end of that year, you've got Obama deployed into a chaotic Democratic Party.
Let me stop you, because I want to go to Elliot, Jeff, okay, Cliff, and others, and a DJ. But before we do that, I wanted to last hour get into the eugenics angle, which you're a real expert on, Webster. I mean, I know my stuff on this. I wrote over 20 books on the subject and studied it, and you know even more in some cases than I do. In a nutshell, why do they want to reduce our numbers? Why do they want to enslave us? Why do they want to bring feudalism back in? Is this just the instincts of the Anglo-American feudal lords? And I mean, break that down, what the fake modern environmentalism is.
Well, one is the population side. The oligarchy always argues that there are two main problems in the world. One is overpopulation. The other is industrial pollution in some form. To be an oligarch means that you've got to hate the majority of humanity by thinking that you're better off than they were. You can go back to the works of Hesiod in ancient Greece, pretty much the beginning of the, you know, sort of archaic Greek literature.
Plato as well.
The reason for the Trojan War was that there were too many people. Too many people were oppressing the breast of Mother Earth, and therefore we had to have the Trojan War to kill off a lot of them. In terms of the global warming, I don't need a climatologist to say that this is a fraud. As a historian, I can look back to the medieval warm period, 1100, 1200, when you have grapes growing in England, grapes growing in...
What about Hibernium Maximum 8,000 years ago, which brought us into the Bronze Age and the first city-states? I mean, it was 10 degrees hotter on average then. They have the ice cores. There's no doubting it.
We are well within the band of fluctuation of historical memory. The other one, of course, is we have a little ice age around 1600 to 1625, which corresponds to the Spurrer minimum and the Maunder minimum in the sunspot cycle. It is basically determined by solar activity. That's at least a major input, not by human activity at all. And in that little ice age, you had the ports of Northern Europe, the ports of Germany and the Netherlands
frozen
with ice, icebergs. So the idea of being a climatologist means you're a charlatan and a fraud, because it's a discipline. It's not meteorology. It's not oceanography. It's not any science. It's not history. It's a fake science invented by Al Gore, and all during the Clinton years, if you didn't agree with Al Gore, you would be fired.
Now, come on, let's give... I mean, he claims he invented the internet too. He certainly is the is the pimp pusher of it. But the Club of Rome in the early 60s said they would use threat of a fake ice age or global warming to bring in global taxes.
And remember, Aurelio Peche, the co-founder, was an old fascist, and the other one was Alexander King, who once admitted that the purpose of this was genocide in the Third World. He said, you know, the reason we preach this, after all, is to block development of the Third World. That is still the same.
And that's in the British Commission on Population 44 to 49, which was rolled into State Department Memorandum 200.
Yes, and beyond the 200, remember that this was all institutionalized under Carter, under Muskie, as Global 2000 and Global Futures, under Brzezinski, Trilateral, Rockefeller auspices. So you basically got Kissinger is a puppet of Nelson Rockefeller, Brzezinski is a puppet of David Rockefeller, and that's pretty much the way the thing is run.
Continue. Flush that out.
Well, then, you know, the idea of having a world population reduction, ID, in other words, genocide, built into the U.S. foreign policy is this Global 2000, Global Futures. And then what do? They turn around and implement that by supporting Pol Pot, who goes very far, right? He's the champion in terms of proportional genocide. I think he manages to kill 30 to 40% of the Cambodian population. And Khomeini, who aborts the entire industrialization process of Iran. What they're trying to show is that third world populations can be organized against themselves to destroy themselves. And ultimately, that's what Obama is. A fascist mass movement is the organization of a population against itself to destroy itself in the service of these financiers.
Let's go to Elliot in Ohio. You're on the air.
So, I researched this maybe 2 days ago. Have you heard of the first 13th Amendment?
No, I'm afraid I haven't. Go ahead.
I was on Jordan Maxwell's site, and then I went to one of his links. And, yeah, in 1983, these two guys, research expert David Dodge and former Baltimore police investigator Tom Dunn, they were in the Belfast Library on the coast of Maine. They found a constitution from 1825. And there's a missing 13th Amendment in our Constitution. It was ratified in 1819, has not been repealed, and it's
there were more than 30 original broadsheets made, and quite a few of them are still around. I've heard of. Well, go ahead.
Well, I mean, like it's titles of nobility and honor. It says, if any citizen of the United States shall accept, claim, receive, or retain any title of nobility or honor, or shall, without consent of Congress, accept and retain any present pension, office, or emolument.
Yeah, speak of the devil. John, I sent you that clip from C-SPAN of former Secretary of State Colin Powell telling the reporter that he's a Knight Commander, Order of the Bath. Will you cue that up, please?
I sure will.
Thank you. Go ahead, Elliot.
Yeah, retain any present pension, office, or emolument of any kind, whatever, from any emperor, king, prince, or foreign power. Such person shall cease to be a citizen of the United States.
Yeah, so it's saying you can't be a foreign agent, basically, which makes sense. And I have read.
If I may, I have a certain. Now I know what you're talking about, and it does exist. And mm-hmm. I wrote about this in 1996 in Executive Intelligence Review. You might find it on the internet. It's an article that says U.S. Constitution bars Powell from the presidency because he had become this British nobleman.
Yeah, we do know of it.
The U.S. Constitution right now says you cannot hold an office of profit and trust under the United States. In other words, you can't be in the executive branch or the Supreme Court if you accept the title of nobility.
And that plays into the Logan Act as in the code blocking that.
But this one goes further. It says if you accept such a title of nobility, you cease to be a citizen.
Yes, it's currently in there. That's what I had done.
I was ready to attack Rudy. Sir Rudy Giuliani would have been coming under attack from me on this, if he had gotten the Republican.
Yes, Elliot, that is
legitimate.
You refresh our memory. Thank you. And speaking of Powell and the nobility, here is the audio clip right now.
Knight Commander of the Order of the Bath.
Pardon me?
Knight Commander of the Order of the Bath. Very honored. Her Majesty gave it to Almond to me about 12 years ago.
Knight Commander.
Okay. Listen carefully. Knight Commander of the Order of the Bath. Same thing.
We have the video clip up on Infowars.com. We put it up there when Queen Elizabeth II was here in town last year surveying her lands. They had a White House function. They were announcing who they were, and much of the administration coming in were being announced by their British titles
right.
You know, and giving fealty to the Queenie. So I hope that answers your question, Elliot. Let's go to Cliff in Virginia. Cliff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Cliff. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing today? Enjoying your show, by the way, also. My question is this, there, Mr. Tarpley, is I read a report several months ago here where China sent word to Illuminati operatives that if they tried to indeed, you know, make any type of move toward China, and it's, shall I say, their friends, which would be Russia and Iran via their friendship pacts they have and old obligation deals, what would be the next move for the Illuminati now that Bush more or less has gotten punched in the mouth by Putin over this Georgia fiasco, and the fact that China said plainly stated that any aggression made toward China and the people running the Illuminati would be assassinated.
Yeah, I mean, there's two questions there. What do you think of Benjamin Fulford, the former Forbes writer who meets with Rockefeller on video and says he's been told by the Asian elite, the mafia, that they know about the population reduction plan and the bioweapon attack plan that Cheney talks about in the PNAC documents, September 2000, rebuilding America's defenses. So, A, what do you think of that? And then, B, again, kind of a recap of why does this, you know, what does this do now that this didn't go well in Georgia?
Let me do it the other way. I don't use this concept of Illuminati because I think this is just pure confusion. The notion that a society founded in Bavaria runs the world, in my view, is just absurd. What you're dealing with is the City of London, British, and Wall Street, the U.S. That's the operative unit. And these terms like New World Order and Illuminati, I think, they contribute to confusion rather than
even though all
clarity.
These presidents use them and inhale it and swear sovereignty.
Yeah, look, the origin of this Illuminati, though, is British intelligence.
I know.
In other words, they're here to say,
we're
not the main enemy in the world. Those Bavarians are the main enemy. This is just crazy.
All right, let me break this down for you, Webster. There is an element to all of this. The elites are obsessed with the occult. The British system, let me finish, please, is Masonic, and they really are into this, and they really do govern a lot of what they do according to it.
Sure, but now you're talking the Scottish Rite Freemasons of London and, you know, God knows other institutions that they have, the Club of the Isles and all sorts of other things. But again, this Bavarian thing, this is the crazy part. This is what the British themselves put out to say.
Well, that was just one agent. That was Weishaupt and the guy getting struck by lightning. Thank you so much.
Let's do the Fulford part. There is a history of secret societies in China. For example, Dr. Sun Yat-sen, when he wanted to do the Chinese Revolution in 1911, turned to something called the Red Door Society, the Hung Man or Hung Men Society. However, I think this stuff now is, you have to look at this with tremendous skepticism, and here's why. Suppose we have the Turkmen Islamic Party setting off some stunt in Beijing now for the Olympics. If that's terrorism, either Mexico City 68 or Munich 72 style, you're going to have a wave of international sympathy with China. Suppose now the Anglo-Americans have come up with a dialectical or two-phase false flag.
Hold on. We're going to do 3 minutes behind the scenes exclusively at the InfoWars.com streams and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. Okay, you got 3 minutes, Webster. Go over this, then we're going to come back and finish up with Jeff and DJ and Matt. Go ahead.
If you get the U.S. and the British using this Turkmenistan, the Turkmenistan Islamic Party, and Commander Saifullah that we've seen, pulling a stunt in Beijing with wet work, with the bodies, then you're going to get international sympathy with China. Now, suppose in a second phase of a false flag, to magnify the world effect, it's like going from 9/11 to anthrax, which is something, you know, 9/11 is for people in big cities only, high-rises, but anthrax is for anybody who gets the mail every day. In other words, everybody in the world, practically. You can imagine a second phase. Now, suppose the U.S. and the British strike in Beijing, and then they say the Chinese secret societies have given a press conference, and they come forward and say, that's it, we've had it, you Anglo-Americans, we've had it up to here, we're striking back, we're going to bring down the Internet, we're going to destroy world financial transactions, we're going to paralyze the world through the Internet with logic bombs, denial of service, cyber warfare, and so forth. This would then begin to turn world hatred and resentment against China in a very, very strong way. So I think if anybody believes that there are omnipotent Chinese secret societies, I don't think they are. And everybody knew about the Anglo-Americans being genocidal, you know, going back to this Kissinger Memorandum of 1974 or the Carter administration. John D. Rockefeller III has been very, you know, in his lifetime, very adamant about this stuff. So I don't think it makes any particular sense that there is this war of the secret societies. I think this is a kind of a story that I would approach with the greatest care and skepticism, because it lends itself to this kind of a false flag scenario. It's a way to popularize that among people and confuse them.
Yeah, but we know that Japan and China under the feudal system was run by secret hereditary societies, and they are dominant in many areas of life today. And so I think to poo-poo the reality of it is wrong, but also to give it omnipotence, as you said, I think is to overplay something that is not as...
Remember, if you had some group saying, you know, we're the new Red Door Society and we're destroying the Internet, then the U.S. could say, all right, that's it.
Yeah, that's another shadowy Goldstein type of wraith on which all of these other things can be hung like a scarecrow.
Right, and it could be like Sarajevo. In other words, the Austrians say to Serbia, give us those criminals. The U.S. could say, okay, China, deliver us the 100 top members of the Red Door Society,
okay,
and we're going to take care of them. The Chinese have to say no.
We're going to come in with the final segment right now. I understand, Webster. Here we go. All right, final segment in worldwide transmission. Retransmission starts in T-minus 6 minutes at one place, Infowars.com. That's where you can always listen to the show. It'll rebroadcast 20 hours, and we're back live tomorrow. Before we jam in a few final calls for Webster Tarpley, I want to tell you about a fine sponsor, Ecola Blue. Atmosphere water generator for home pays for itself within 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure, clean water. Without the fluoride, unlimited water from the humidity in the air, you use a solar panel system to run it or plug it into the wall. Machine produces up to 7.5 gallons in a day. In wetter areas, around 3 gallons, at least 2.5 gallons, even in the worst deserts, with the lowest humidity. Just an amazing system. Great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Natural pH. Give them a call, 1-866-585-4044. Or check them out at EcolaBlue.com, ecoloblue.com, big banner on Infowars.com, 866-585-4044. Okay, let's jam in quickly here. Let's jam in. Jeff in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. First-time caller, but a long-time listener. I'll be brief since I know you're short on time. This does relate to what you've been talking about. I read a link this morning. It was from the Financial Times of London. It was written by Peter Garnham. And in it, it's just a couple sentences long. Ulrich Leutman at Commerzbank said in a note that he expected the dollar to rise, quote, like a phoenix, quote, unquote. And he also said that in a very short period of time, quote, unquote, sentiment turned by 180 degrees. The market now believes that the U.S. economy once again will be able to leave a crisis behind very quickly.
But they've said this three times in the last year. It always goes up and then further down the next time. I hope it goes up and they can artificially do it. But all the real market fundamentals show the dollar has been devalued. They keep printing it. You have this debt, liquidity, hundreds of billions a month being pumped into financial institutions. Webster, what do you see happening?
The main thing you have is a violent contraction of employment and production. Detroit is collapsing. The big three automakers are collapsing. Their subcontractors are collapsing. Generally speaking, manufacturing employment in this country is really on its last leg. So this contraction, which is expressed in growing unemployment and growing unreported unemployment, those who have given up in despair, we'd have to look at things like freight car loadings and truck loadings, real, tangible, physical economic indices, and you will see that this economy is approaching the point of thermodynamic breakdown.
And they're telling us everything's wonderful.
And after that, the financial panic will happen. They put these stories out. The plunge protection team, of course, as everybody knows, props them up with the help of helicopter Ben Bernanke. They've now got the entire Wall Street, be it J.P. Morgan Chase, Citibank, and Goldman, and Lehman Brothers, and Morgan Stanley, and Merrill, and UBS. All of them are on life support. They're all getting huge injections of Federal Reserve liquidity. And the question is, you know, how long before that becomes generalized hyperinflation on the German 1923?
Yeah, we're out of time. We're out of time. Sorry to DJ and Matt. Call back tomorrow. I'll put you up first or next time Tarpley's on. Webster, thank you for spending time with us. His book is Obama, You Bet, The Postmodern Coup, available at Infowars.com. Take care, Webster.
Bye-bye.
An amazing 2-hour, 45-minute interview with Webster Tarpley. I want to tell you that the new film, Fabled Enemies, I just came out with Truth Rising. Well, we're accelerating our info war. Burmese's new film, made right here. I produced it. Fabled Enemies, you can start pre-ordering that Thursday or Friday. It'll be up on the shopping cart to get the DVD first. It ships out September 1st. Wink, wink, maybe a little bit early. It'll be on PrisonPlanet.tv September 1st. Well, guess what? You can watch the first trailer for Fabled Enemies, Burmese's new film, up at the top right-hand corner of PrisonPlanet.com. Please spread that virally. I'm going to announce tomorrow who the winner of the first contest, there's another on the 19th, a bigger one, for the InfoWars PrisonPlanet.com contest. Listen, huge show today. Paul Kirk Roberts, the first of the show. Martial law news in the U.S., out of Arkansas. You'll hear that at the start of the show right now at InfoWars.com.